So, yeah, all right, James, smile.
Well, it's reasonably good. Let me just tell you about this final thing, which I think is the greatest invention ever, and then John Holmes has wondered. Maybe John can join in this conversation, because...
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, James. How
yes,
are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank good. You. Yes. So, John, this is James and Adrian, and
hello,
here
James,
we all are.
Yeah,
marvellous. Now, pull a fast one, it says. London bar installs world first tap and pay beer pump. This sounds amazing.
So I'm going to have to call BS on this one. This is not the world's first. Being the North Londoner that I am, I can tell you I've been in a pub in Finsbury Park that has this.
Really?
At least 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
not the one that they're claiming.
But and this is... are they good?
It's... well, no one used it.
Oh.
It's so... you essentially, you're trying to sort of chat to someone across a table and there's this sort of touchscreen beer pump thing...
Yes.
...on your table right at eye line between the two of you.
There's one in the pub down the road at the end of this road as
is
well.
Is there?
Yeah. In the Thirsty Bear.
And,
it's exactly the same thing. You can't see anyone because the big screen's on the table in front of you.
But yeah, it's been there. You can do pay and display.
We'll take your card, James.
For the one pint that they have on the tap, which I think was Heineken, which is
no
okay
one
pint.
But no one wants
it's
that.
Not what you go for if there's anything else. So
alternatively, you could just go to a local supermarket and buy it for about a third of the price and just have it at home in front of the telly.
But if I nick your card or if I find a card, I'll just sit in the pub and I just keep tapping away, can't I?
You could do that in Pret already. You could do that in the pub already.
Anyway, I've just been told that we have to shut up now. John Holmes, what's coming up on your programme?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Well, things are... well, it's Friday, so why I'm on a Friday...
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
So, we take all the haters' texts and tweets that we get over the week, right? You know, from the trolls and the abusers online. All
excellent.
Those horrible people.
I've received a number already myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't ignore them or report them to the authorities. What we do, we give them to a man called Con. That's his name. He goes into the lift here in the building.
Yes.
And then he reads them out loud as it travels downward through the building.
Yes.
We call that feature condescending.
Oh, super.
Hey.
That's right, wordplay. Yeah.
Excellent. I like it.
And so that's happening.
Yes.
Dogging.
Yes.
How often have you been caught?
Well, not yet, but we'll be talking about it, certainly.
Okay, good.
Look at the paper today.
Yeah, exactly, excellent. That's what we're talking about.
Super. Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Dogging and condescending. Wonderful.
Yeah.
What a splendid combination coming up with John Holmes here on Talk Radio. That's marvellous. My thanks very much indeed to my guests, Adrian Mills and, of course, James Ball. I will be back with you on the 26th of December, so have a very Merry Christmas, and stay with us here on Talk Radio.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without family, a juicy turkey, and a saucy affair. You want fights too, heartache, scandals, and floods of tears. Don't miss these magical moments. Get your free 48-page Christmas TV soap bumper magazine, Inside the Sun on Sunday, this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn sub-zero rugged man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams, and sat navs. And right now, our offers include 15% off next base dash cams or 20% off the Garmin sat nav drive 50LM. So spring into action and visit us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, good Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio on the radio. Alex Dibble. Dibble has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Obama pledges action over election hacking, no charges for sex scandal MP, and Cara Delevingne modelling agency fined.
Talk Radio.
Barack Obama's vowed to retaliate against Russia for its alleged interference in the US election campaign. The White House says it has evidence the Kremlin was involved in the hacking of Democratic Party emails. Natalia Pelevina is a Russian politician who opposes the Putin regime.
The relationship based on a lot of sympathy for each other between Donald Trump and Putin, I'm afraid that will play a role in this investigation in trying to bring those Russian hackers to justice.
Police have dropped an investigation into Labour's Keith Vaz after looking into reports about his private life. The Sunday Mirror reported he paid two male escorts and offered to buy drugs for one of them, although the MP apparently said he didn't want to use the drug himself. Officers say no new information's been received and the inquiry has been closed with no one charged. Banks have been told if one of their customers is tricked into transferring money to a fraudster, they don't legally have to reimburse them. But financial regulators have ordered banks to do more to combat the scams. Peter Morey's from consumer group Which.
They've given them little incentive to do more to protect their customers, and sadly, this outcome is going to mean that people will continue to be scammed out of millions of pounds.
A 101-year-old has been found guilty of historical child sex offences against two young girls. Retired lorry driver Ralph Clark is the oldest defendant to be found guilty in England. A disturbance is taking place at a prison in Birmingham. Inmates in two wings have reportedly smashed lights and threatened staff. And five top modelling agencies, which employ people like Cara Delevingne and Alexa Chung, have been fined £1.5 million for colluding together to fix charges. Storm and others exchanged information and discussed prices. The models themselves were not involved.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here comes the weather. Dibble's got the weather.
Quite cloudy.
Yep. Do you want to sing it?
Quite cloudy with a few showers. Mm. I'm doing it like Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan's
weather for Northern Ireland and Scotland.
It's good.
Feeling mild, highs of 11 degrees.
Bob Dylan there with the weather. And Alex, you're with us today, Alex Dibble.
I am.
Good news.
I'm standing in for Victoria.
Victoria drunk. She's not here today, is she?
No, she's not.
It was Christmas party last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was she sick in the taxi again? Like last year?
I have no idea. Okay. I left before she did.
Okay, fine. I think she's still there. That's the thing. Well, it's nice to have you. It's nice to have you because normally when we talk to you, you're out and about for us.
That's true.
But today you're in here with us, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Do you know about bonus news?
I do know about bonus news because last time I was Victoria born, I did animal news.
That's right. Today it's mineral news, though, which is often the dullest, so you've got to liven that up a bit.
Oh.
I know. Right, Alex Dibble has the news there, and the Bob Dylan had the weather, and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Ben.
England's cricketers recovered from 21 for 2 to close day one of the final test with India on 284 for 4. Joe Root scored 88 and Johnny Bairstow hit 49 in Chennai before Moeen Ali reached stumps alongside Ben Stokes. Ali's unbeaten on 120. Rhys Oxford has marked his 18th birthday by signing a new 4.5-year contract at West Ham. His side faced fellow strugglers Hull in TalkSport 2's live Premier League commentary game tomorrow. Mike Feeley inside a second from bottom, 3 points adrift of safety, but the Hull boss is proud of how his side have gone about their business so far.
Every game, be it West Ham, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, that they're all very, very difficult games and all have to be approached in the right manner. I take confidence from my group of players simply because we have performed.
Finally, on to tonight's action, and in the Sky Bet Championship, Norwich entertain Huddersfield. North of the border, Rangers have a chance to move 7 points clear of third place Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. They'll do that with a win at Hamilton.
Come on, Ben.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome along then. It's Friday. Let's do this thing. Chloe, put the mince pie down and press a button.
Talk Radio.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon canapés, smoked salmon bagels, smoked salmon for breakfast. Ooh, fancy smoked salmon. Smoked salmon with lemon, smoked salmon with poached eggs, with scrambled eggs, with Tabasco sauce, with cream cheese, with smoked salmon.
This Christmas, our Scottish smoked salmon is just £4 at your local Co-op. 180 grams, participating stores only, subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
We'll get you talking hot guest action.
As if.
He's drinking a bottle of Lanson champagne. The entrance to Julia Hartley Brewer's epigenetically formed cave.
A really glamorous venue.
Apparently the meeting only took 15 minutes.
That's not even a sound effect. Don't do that. Adrian Durham.
And finally...
Last broadcast through the glass. Eats egg. Kanye and the, Kim and her bottom. Can't avoid the word belt. And Cass gets egg wee. It's too expensive to do with dogs. Good afternoon, guest. How does it work? What do Cass actually do?
Do we know that hipsters love vinyl?
That's not the Pink Panther wafer. That's just a pink wafer.
Not even Cornelius' parents want him speaking to their kids.
Simply because she is a Muslim.
I don't know anything about my wee.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so hello then, and good afternoon to you. It's Friday. It's Friday afternoon on the radio. I don't know why I'm doing that. It's also Friday afternoon elsewhere, and I have checked that. It's your friendly neighbourhood talk radio in the afternoon programme. That's what it is. And here we are then. Like the BBC's Mark Foster. Have you seen that? Have you seen that story? BBC's Mark Foster on the front of the Sun newspaper. But we're like him, but we're not staring at you through a car window, no. At a notorious dogging site, but rather we're staring at you from in here, inside your radio, where we live. Well, it's here. That's me scratching on the grill. I can see you. So that's us staring at you from out of your radio or your app. That was me also scratching on the inside of your app, if you're modern. And we're here, we live in here, we're amongst the wires and the valves and the digital things. And I have to say, actually, in all seriousness, far be it for us on this programme to make light of dogging. I mean, that's something we would never do. Indeed, we would never stoop so low. Not even to snort meow meow off someone's face. Popular than you think, dogging, isn't it? I mean, I have no idea. It's Mark Foster. Hell, I might even give it a go myself. Anyway, hello, I'm John Holmes. Hello. And this is the notorious site called Between 1 and 4 in the Afternoon. It's a bit of radio that's popular with dog walkers and ramblers. You don't have to go far, I have to say, to find evidence of nefarious activity. I mean, for a start, there's used adverts all over the floor. And clearly, this is an area used for casual listening. So why don't we then, like Mark Foster in the woods, walk into the undergrowth of today's programme and see if we can get a good look at what's going on. Oh, look, there's Headline Hijack. It's the news caught with its pants down. It happens at 2 o'clock. It's the 2 p.m. bulletin. It will come out of the mouth of Alex Dibble.
Woohoo!
There you go. That's where the news will emit. However, at 2 o'clock, it also, and Alex's mouth also contains a lie. It's a news lie. We'd like you to make it up. You're cordially invited to do so. From scratch. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. We call it Headline Hijack. There's a number. The lines are open already to get your made-up news stories. 2 is 87222.
Start your message with the word
Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There'll be another lonely luncher inducted into the soup-stained, tinsel-strewn area that is the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And that's right, we've decorated the Lonely Lunch Club for Christmas. Because, you know,
it'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold.
But not if you come on the radio, it won't be, and tell us why you're lunching alone. And allow us to provide an unhelpful level of slightly awkward companionship to you. But the good news is that you will receive a Lonely Lunch Club membership souvenir gift prize that you can fob off as a Christmas gift on somebody you don't like. full list of available items coming soon. Work experience punditry as well. We've got that on the programme, of course. That's where a work experience comes in here and reviews something in the manner of a pundit or a broadcaster. It's our way of training them up to be the next generation of such. More importantly, of course, the work experience. We don't have to pay them. Today, Rob's back. He's looking at films for the weekend. With his work experience eyes. There's today's big stories, of course, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. It's on the way. The big debate at 3 o'clock. We may well be going out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today we are going to ask them, do they think toasters or reclining chairs? You can join in that debate if you want to. Do you think toasters or do you think reclining chairs? Make sure you let us know. 8722 again.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No. You weren't listening again, were you?
Toasters.
Yeah.
Or reclining chairs.
That's right. So that's coming up. There'll also be that hungover man you can hear just there. He's called Con. Later, he'll be in a lift. The lift isn't called Con. The lift's just a lift. He's called Con. He'll be in the lift.
The lift is broken today. Do you see the email?
This is going to be awkward.
It's unbelievable.
He's just going to have to stand in it then. They'll fix it. So Cornelius will be in a lift reading out the messages from the haters and the trolls in a feature we call Condescending, or if the lift's broken, Condescending Still, I guess, on today's programme. Anyway, that'll be happening later on, so if you do hate the programme, get your hate to us and you could be included in that. All you need to do is be insulting personally to me or the show, it's fine. And we won't report you to the authorities, we'll just give them to Cornelius to read out loud in the lift. There's live music as we drag a busker in off the streets. That'll be happening later as well. The end of the week quiz as we test your brand loyalty to this programme. Have you been listening all week? If so, why not take part in the end of the week quiz? Three questions. You've just got to tell us what happened next. Let us know if you want to get involved in that. 8722 is the same number.
Message
same
with
number.
The word talk.
Same number. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. Now, if you don't know about that, let me explain it to you. Over on BBC Radio 2, Simon Mayo on a Friday does All Request Friday, where he plays music. People ring him up, send him messages, tweet him, text him, saying, Simon Mayo, will you please play me a record for my birthday? Or similar. Or just because. And he says, yes, we will. But we're not allowed to do that, because we're a talk radio station. So on Some Request Friday, we play speeches and talks that you want to hear. You know, if you know all the words, you can talk along at home. I mean, you know, look, let's be honest. You might be your office Christmas party tonight. And to get you in the mood, you might well want to dance around the room to King George the VI 1939 radio address. Or maybe Kevin B. Jones's TED Talk from 2015, Why Curiosity is the Key to Science and Medicine. Get in touch with us. It's Some Request Friday. Ginger Dave is not producing today. He's at a festive market, having a taste of a mulled student. Asbroadcast is through the glass. She's through the glass. Asbroadcast is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
That's the noise her arm makes there.
Yeah.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Hi.
She's like one of Santa's like happiest elves.
Oh, shut up.
But after he's had its soul ripped out. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe got engaged.
Oh,
I know.
Congratulations, you know Chloe.
Well done, Chloe.
Thanks.
It's great. Really good. Dibble's on the news today.
Hello.
Yeah, paid into on Cornelius.
Hello.
Is, he's hungover to hell, let's be honest.
He is so happy.
Look at
it. Working TV.
Look at his
right
face.
Now.
Look at his hungover. You've got, you know, like, when you ate all that ham a couple of days ago, last week. All right.
What, when
it, you know when you look you look really ill?
Yeah.
You look like that again.
Oh, great.
But this time it's not ham. But don't worry, Cornelius, because what I've got you to eat,
Paydins
and Cornelius is here, and we'll now eat this massive reindeer salami.
Where did you get reindeer salami from?
Someone sent it to the office, to Paul Ross's show, and it's been sitting in the warm office all morning. Smell it.
Well, that doesn't...
Smell it. Smell my salami.
Oh,
you got to take a big bite of that.
Smells like it's on the turn.
Yeah, just like Paul Ross. This will help you hang over.
Oh.
That's the most horrible sound I've ever heard. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
No,
that hasn't helped. No. And let us, as ever, start by introducing today's big story that we're going to be talking about in depth next with some music. To Talk Radio.
Into the trees.
That's The Cure. That is a Forest. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And I play that to get us into today's big story. And, of course, play along at home. Try and figure out what today's big story is that we'll be discussing in depth next. As I cleverly link a song to it in what I like to term a little bit of production colour. Cornelius is here. He has a reindeer salami sick now down in front of him.
He is struggling. I'm struggling to keep it down.
I haven't got a hangover, and even it's make the smell of that off salami is making me wretch, if I'm honest. But anyway, so why would I be playing The Cure of Forest, do you think, to link to today's big story, Cornelius?
Is there a cure for something, John?
No.
Is there a forest for something?
There's certainly a woodland.
Is there a man called Forrest in the news today?
No.
Oh.
There's a man called Foster in the news.
Foster, that's it.
Yeah. So why would I be playing The Cures of Forrest? I'll tell you, it's because he went dogging in the woods.
Yeah, I know.
And it's on the front of the paper. This is the front page of The Sun today. Beeb star riddle. BBC sports pundit Mark Foster has been spotted making several trips to a popular dogging site, etc, etc. So we're going to talk about that, because dogging's far more popular than I realised. So we're going to talk to someone who's seen it, been there when it's happened, and watched it with their own eyes.
Who are we going to talk to about that?
Well, Cass, first off. Cass. Asprod Cass is through the glass. It's her job to get us a guest, so she's about to do that.
Cass.
Don't make it sound like what you just did.
Okay. Could you get me someone who's seen it, done it, been there when it's happened, knows what goes on, please, as a guest?
Probably.
Good. Have you got Paul's number?
I don't, actually.
Oh, well, we can't get him then. Get someone else. That is Cass. She's going to get us a dogging guest. Next, on Talk Radio.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid, and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs, all with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone.
power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage for March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £42 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without family, a juicy turkey, and a saucy affair. You want fights too, heartache scandals, and floods of tears. Don't miss these magical moments. Get your free 48-page Christmas TV soap bumper magazine, Inside the Sun on Sunday, this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco club card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Nottinghamshire, the M1 in both directions remains closed with stationary traffic due to police incident between Trowell Services and Junction 26 for Nottingham and Eastwood. It's expected to remain closed for another couple of hours at least. Better news in Hampshire, the M3 northbound. A lane has reopened on the exit slip road after the broken down vehicle was removed at Junction 9 for the Winnall roundabout. But in Kent, the M2 heading towards London, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 3 and Junction 2 for Strood. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I annoyed Martin Roberts last night, by the way. The Christmas party. It was our staff Christmas party last night. Martin Roberts was there. Because, you know, of that, he does a show, doesn't he? The property show. And he obviously he's just come out of the jungle in the celebrity programme. So I was asking him all about that. I spent quite a lot of time with Martin Roberts, but I annoyed him because every time I said his name, I sang that at him. Because I can't not. Ever since I heard that now, I just go, Martin Roberts. So I just kept saying, what was it like then, being on I'm a Celebrity? Martin Roberts. And he'd sort of tell me, and then I'd say, it's not a jungle at all, is it? It's just the garden of a hotel. And he'd go, yeah. And I'd go, yeah, Martin Roberts. Anyway, let's talk about today's big story. So So it's in a lot of the papers today. It's particularly on the front page of the Sun newspaper. It concerns the swimmer Mark Foster, who appears to have taken the phrase doggy paddle to a whole new level. And Mark Foster was, well, or the new Paul Ross, as I've just chosen to call him, has been caught dogging, joining a long line of celebrity doggers, such as Stan Collymore, Steve McFadden, out of Off of EastEnders, and Cass. Now, Mark
that's
Foster.
Not fair. Cass isn't a celebrity.
That is not true.
You are a celebrity. She doesn't. She's
famous in some woodlands.
She has.
Will you stop saying things like that?
Mark Foster is also a BBC pundit and former Strictly contestant. But according to the papers today, he's been dancing in the woods, and by dancing, I mean watching strangers having sex in cars. The wood is a popular spot, as they always are, it seems, with dog walkers, and, well, you know, he's been seen, spotted, going into the bushes, earning himself a seven from Len Goodman, who was judging him, although, to be clear, for legal reasons, he wasn't. Now, Paul Ross talks about this morning on his breakfast show, because it's on the front of the Sun, so he kind of had to, hashtag awkward. But, to be honest, fair play to Paul for doing that, actually, in all honesty. And he's covered it in possibly the best way. He's covered the stories, but it's all very well, you know, getting the human take on this. But the thing is, the question I'm asking here is, won't someone think of the dogs that are there, you know, being walked? And the answer to that is yes, they will, we will, because it's the effects, you see, that it has on these dogs, because they get to see this stuff day in, day out. So joining me in the studio, I'm very pleased to say, is a dog. Good afternoon. Yeah. So, the woods. You know, you are often, you regularly walked in the woods, aren't you? So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you've seen in the woods. Yeah. Really? You're joking. Oh, like that? Oh, okay. Yes. No, I think we understand that. Yeah. Things lying around. Right. Well, I mean, what's, you know, in terms of some of the things you've seen in the woods, I mean, what's, I mean, it's difficult to talk about, it's a difficult subject, it's a kind of family show, but sort of talk us through a notorious incident from start to finish. Oh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know it was so, I didn't know it was so involved, if I'm honest. Name some other, you know, we know about some celebrities who do it, so could you, who have you seen? Name some celebrities for me. No. Really? Did you know that?
No.
I had no idea about that.
Wow.
I didn't know he did that. Name some more celebrities.
But they're brothers.
That's what I thought. It's weird, isn't it? Any more? What, from that programme? God.
I can't say I'm surprised about that.
No, I actually suspected that one myself. Final question. Who let you out? Right. Good, that was a dog. I'll let you into a little secret. It wasn't actually a real dog, it's like sound effects and stuff.
Oh, that's really clever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the studio and believed there was a dog here.
I know.
I got really excited.
It's clever, isn't it? Anyway, we've had the human take on the dogging story, so that was the take of, well, the creatures that are more affected by it, who have to be walked in the notorious dogging areas. And that was the dog's take on that. In the next half an hour of the programme, that's today's big story, by the way, you can react to it, 87222.
Start your message with the word...
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
That's ridiculous. Right, so in the next half an hour, Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you are lunching alone, let us know, get in touch. And we will discover today's headline hijacker. Make up a news story, get it into the news at 2 o'clock, but it's just gone 1:30. Alex Dibble is now here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Two former soldiers are to face charges over the death of an IRA commander more than 40 years ago. 24-year-old Joe McCann was shot by an army patrol in Belfast in 1972. The soldiers are likely to appear in court next year. Russian President Vladimir Putin is being accused of being personally involved in hacking linked to the US election. White House officials say intelligence suggests he supervised cyber attacks aimed at influencing the outcome in Donald Trump's favour. The outgoing US President Barack Obama has promised to take action, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's brushed off the claims.
I was just shocked when I saw this piece of news on television. I've nothing to add. I think it's just silly. The stupidity of the attempt to convince everybody of this is absolutely obvious.
An inmate has reportedly been badly injured in a major disturbance at Winston Green Prison in Birmingham. Two wings are believed to be involved, with claims prisoners are burning records, throwing computers out of windows and smashing lights. Explosions have been heard in the Syrian city of Aleppo as thousands of people try to flee. Some reports suggest evacuations have been suspended, with Syrian officials blaming rebels for obstructions. Banks have been told they don't legally have to reimburse customers who are tricked into transferring money to fraudsters. But financial regulators have ordered them to do more to combat the scams after consumer group Which filed a super complaint. And EDF's cutting gas prices in the new year but will then hike electricity bills by even more. The changes in January and March will mean its typical standard variable rates rising by 1.2% in total. The weather, many places will stay mild and cloudy. Showers across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. Today's high 11 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Well, thank you very much, Alex Dibble. So in the next half an hour then, yes, you're absolutely right. There will be more news, and it will contain today's headline hijack. And I know you're familiar with the concept.
I am indeed.
So we want your made-up news stories, please. It will be there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. All you have to do is think of some words that you know and understand and sort of write them down, but in an order that makes kind of sense and sounds a bit like a news story. And we will slip them Dibble's way. And then at 2 o'clock, they will come out of him, and those not listening to this bit will believe him, for he is the voice of authority.
Indeed.
Yes. Right, thank you, Alex. Right, he's back in a bit. Now we must open the door to the Tupperware Hall of Despair, of course. The Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you're lunching alone, for whatever reason, we'd like to hear from you, because the Lonely Lunch Club will be in around 10 minutes' time. You can email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, it is 25 minutes to 2 o'clock, and some of your reactions have been coming in. To today's big story, of course, that we were talking about, we've heard a lot of the human side of dogging stories, the people that do that kind of thing, and I know Paul spoke about it on breakfast this morning very eloquently, but no one's thought of the dogs before, because at the end of the day, it's their area, it's where they're walked, isn't it? And it's always in, the notorious dogging site is always where, it's an area popular with dog walkers and ramblers, and no one's spoken to the dogs about it. We had a dog in the studio just now and get their take on it, and I was quite surprised to hear the dog name other celebrities as well. It's quite a shock, although a couple of them actually weren't, and we're not surprised. But a lot of reactions coming in, Colin.
Yes, lots coming in. John, I am a dog. I too, like Mark Foster, am often ridiculed for my sexual habits. I love having sex indoors with strangers. We call it humaning.
Yeah.
John, I once went for some public sex, but I wasn't able to finish. But it was all fine because I took the rest home in a dogging bag.
Right, if you've got a reaction, the number is 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you could just simply come and daub it on the outside of the building here, 18 Hatfields in London.
No, we don't encourage that.
And we'll pick it
up. Please don't
we'll
do it.
Read it off the wall.
No, don't do that.
Right. Should we headline hijack? Yes. Headline hijack then. I've previously explained what it is. You know you have just over 20 minutes to get your made-up news lie to us, to hear it coming out of Dibble as fact. That's Headline Hijack. Dibble.
Dibble.
Here's one that's been sent in by Simon. Good afternoon, Simon. Ant and Dec have announced that they are to take an extended hiatus from their double act in order to pursue solo careers. In a statement, the Geordies said that they feel they've gone as far as they can as a double act and need some time away from each other. It's thought that Ant, real name Antichrist, wants to continue presenting television shows, while Dec, real name December, is looking to make more music under the Duncan moniker. Do you remember that? Antichrist and December there. Let's give them their birth names. Cornelius, what have you got coming in?
This is from Dave, who says that the EU has agreed to buy the company that make the Pink Panther biscuits after it came close to closing down. It's thought that the EU has done this as a bargaining tool during the Brexit negotiations, which could see the European Union threaten to withhold the manufacture of the popular biscuit.
I mean, you nearly got through that.
I was all right, weren't I?
Yeah.
I said threatened correctly.
Yeah, I can see you're trying. The BBC has announced that Nigel Farage, it's been announced today, Nigel Farage will host his own chat show on BBC One on Christmas Day, didn't they? Did Nigel Farage will present in the Christmas show. His guests include Julia Hartley Brewer, Len Goodman, and a house band called the Breitbart Bunch. Look forward to that on Christmas Day. We'll bring you a full roundup of all the Christmas television, of course, next week on the programme, won't we?
Yes, on Monday with work experience, Sophie.
That's right. Mm. I thought so. Like a sort of budget Radio Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do have a pen handy so you can circle any of the programmes that we talk about so you can remember where they were. Justin Hawkins of The Darkness, remember him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in The Darkness.
That's right. He's released a statement saying this Christmas he's finally happy to let the bells end. the singer has said that with the year we've had, he wouldn't be surprised if the bells just ended anyway. The statement calls for the Christmas song not to be played on the radio ever, ever again. Right, your made-up news stories, please. That's from... who's that from? Sarah. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I am and remain John Holmes.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the five-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Nottinghamshire, the M1 in both directions remains closed with stationary traffic due to police incident between Trowell Services and Junction 26 for Nottingham and Eastwood. It's expected to remain closed for another couple of hours at least. Better news in Hampshire, the M3 northbound. A lane has reopened on the exit slip road after the broken down vehicle was removed at Junction 9 for the Winnall roundabout. But in Kent, the M2 heading towards London, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 3 and Junction 2 for Strood. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Tragedy plus time on Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Mills. Why don't you join me this Sunday at 7 o'clock, where my very special guest on Tragedy plus time here on Talk Radio will be...
Steve Coogan, that's me announcing myself, and I can confirm I am on Tragedy Plus Time at 7pm this Sunday, as Bob previously mentioned.
The winning formula for Sunday night comedy, Tragedy Plus Time.
It was very formal.
I'm not doing any laughs, you know, not right now.
This Sunday night from 7
on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking in the afternoon. You're still looking a little bit ropey there, Cornelius, I'm brutally honest. Just if you're just joining us, Cornelius is the most hungover I've ever seen him, and I've seen that a lot. It was the Christmas party last night, and somebody didn't think it through. You didn't think it through.
No.
You don't look well.
No. Do you remember last week when we did the Christmas taste test?
Yes, I do, when you organised for there to be ham.
Yeah, and there were three hams in front of me.
Three ham. Ham is plural of ham.
And then I ate it and ate it and ate it.
You didn't stop eating the ham?
No. Well, yesterday someone put a free bar in front of me. Very much the same.
Yes, you've gone the same shade of grey that you were. Who knew that eating a load of ham would turn a man grey? I say man, boss-eyed boy child, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
But what's weird is when you are drunk and hungover, your eyes go straight. It's not the opposite of anyone else.
It's just my normal eyes.
Weird eyes. Anyway, not only are you sluggish, but the news, I mean, especially today, Connie, is that you've probably noticed the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I'm not surprised.
What's so good about a woods?
You can't get your head around it. Many people can't get their head around it, of course. And that is where we help. Because we bring you the news as analysed in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. We do it each day. And from the letters we get, we know it helps. Dear John, for instance, I've got one here. It says, Dear John, it helps. Love, Dave. See? So, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Transport sec grayling hits cyclist with his car door. Cab drivers rejoice.
The news in haikus. Right, let's throw open the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
It'll be lonely. Lunchtime. You missed it.
I'll get it right this time. You ready?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got it right once this week.
No. We did it the very first one, I think.
Okay, here we go. It's the Christmas Tupperware Hall of Despair. It'll be lonely this
lunchtime.
Without you to hold, it'll be lonely this lunchtime. That's right, it's the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. It's what we do around this time in the afternoons. The only requirement is that you must be lunching alone. But tell us why and we will make you fewer lonely. That's the point. And you will go home with a souvenir gift prize of your time with us. That's the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, decorated as it is now at Christmas. With a tree made of despair and a sort of tinsel soup made of the lonely's tears. That's what it is. So let's meet today's. He's on the line. He's called Kieran. Hello, Kieran.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Kieran? You sound chirpy.
Oh, yes. Well, it's coming up to Christmas, and that introduction, it was very good.
Thank you very much. So, well, you're a cheery, cheery chappy. What do you do?
Oh, well, I'm an undertaker, John. but you got a bit
you're a
cheerful
wrestler.
in my line of job.
Yeah, well, you got to keep smiling, haven't you? Because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask, though, if you wanted to borrow my hearse to go dogging, though.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Well, the windows are big. It'd be an ideal sort of...
You could lie down in the back where the coffin goes, couldn't you?
Yeah, it'd be like panoramic or cinematic or something.
Yeah, cinematic dogging experience.
It'd be a really nice view, absolutely.
Very good, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Listen, I do have a question for you, though.
Do you now? Ooh, all right, you're taking control, aren't you? Go on then, Kieran.
You know how it is. So this last hour, right, you've accused Julia Hartley Brewer of being an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm not sure that happened.
You said she was still at the Christmas party.
No, that was Victoria Bourne.
Victoria from the news.
Oh, right. Well, you alluded to Paul's...
Victoria.
And you made fun of Martin Roberts. I was wondering if you had any of the DJs actually like you.
No. That's not what we're here for, Kieran. That's not the point of the exercise at all.
They all hate him. Everyone does.
I was going to say. I can't imagine you've got many DJ friends at radio.
No, I don't want to hang out with those
people.
Nowhere really.
No, it doesn't matter.
But that's the point, isn't it? You are with me because that's the point. I'm lonely and you're lonely. And now, Kieran, I like to think that we are friends.
Oh, we are. We can cry together on a daddy.
Okay, that's weird. But all right. So, but the Lonely Lunch Club, as you know, Kieran, it's there for those that are lunching alone. The lonely is what lunch. That is the point of it. It's a special... It's Christmas. It's not a time to be lonely, though, is it? That's the thing. You want your family and your friends around you. But you haven't got yours today. Why are you lunching alone?
Because it's my day off.
Right.
Yeah, and so I'm just at home.
And what does an undertaker do on their day off? Do you...
Well, you've got a bit of admin to catch up with and everything, but most of it is you get out of the office because, as you can imagine, the office is not the happiest of places to be.
Well, I thought it would be. I mean, like I say, you're a cheery chappy, and you must be in that line of work. So, isn't everyone in the office sort of cheery as well?
No, a lot of people are very, very, very somber. We take our work very important. You know, it's a very important job that we have, so you have to treat it with respect. So obviously when you get out of the office and everything, it's kind of your chance to let your hair down a bit.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Or if you steal some hair from a corpse, that hair as well, you could let that down.
Yeah. No, I don't think we're allowed to do that.
No, I think that's probably one of the rules. Have you ever done anything, you know, remotely amusing with a dead body, like put it into a funny shape or anything?
Well, I haven't done that. I do remember when I started, because, you know, you bring your own lunch and everything, and obviously we have the very big refrigerators that we put the bodies in, and I did accidentally one day just put my lunch back in with the bodies and everything. So that was a bit awkward. It was like leftover lasagna or pasta or something, and you put it in the fridge, and then a few hours later, I was like, where's it gone? And then I realised, and it was a bit... I didn't eat that day. I got a takeaway in.
Rookie mistake, I'd say.
It was a rookie mistake, but you learn from your mistakes.
You do, don't you? Yeah. All right. So, how long have you been undertaking?
8 years now.
Eight years. So you know what you're doing then. You're kind of expert.
It's going well. It's going well. I've got my somber, serious face like sorted.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, you see it every day. You know, it's obviously a very important day for people, but I see it every day, you know, people's kind of anguish, and so you've got to pretend almost that you feel that this is a really upsetting moment for you as well. So I've kind of got that down to it.
Yeah,
see that look on my face.
I'm good. I'm glad about that because you know what the last thing someone who comes to you with a recently deceased wants is you to be laughing at them.
Yeah. Or like, next one's half an hour away or something.
Yeah. Do you ever get the giggles? Yeah. Though, you know, when it's really inappropriate to laugh.
Not really. What happens is sometimes, because you know, obviously we once we've brought the coffin in, we go to the back of the church or you know
your crematorium,
depending on your religion or no faith or whatever. And sometimes you hear anecdotes of people or what they say about their relatives. And you just think, oh, is that it? I remember once somebody said, oh, you know, I'll never remember her love of Quality Street. And that was it. That's all she remembered. And it really, it it confused me because I was like, really? Because if that's all you can remember about your loved one, I don't think you know much about them.
No.
I just find that odd, you know, kind of what people relate to with she their relatives and everything.
She probably only ever saw him at Christmas, though, that relative.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, that sounds like what's happened.
Yeah. That'd be nice to have written on your gravestone as well. Oh, she loved Equality Street.
She loved Equality Street, yeah. Chewing in the sky now. Yeah.
She always ate turkey for her main meal. Classic her.
Exactly. Classic her. Classic her.
So, yeah, all right. So,
this mint on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So undertake it. All right. So, you're lunching alone. It's your day off. Now, it's 2016 for you, in your line of work. It's been a bit busy, hasn't it?
It has. You know what? I was having this conversation with a mate of mine the other day. We were really disappointed because there's been a lot of celebrities that have died this year. I mean, you work in news. You know how it is.
I know.
But we've had no celebrity. We must literally be the only undertaker in the country that hasn't got a celebrity.
Well, look, I tell you what, there's still a little bit of the year left.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Given what 2016's been like so far, I mean, I think, you know, 2016 is going to surprise us at the end with a big one, you know, I think.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And also, but it's surprising, because, you know, I live in Highgate, and there's a lot of celebrities around, like in the Hampstead area.
Yeah.
And we haven't got one celebrity.
It's disappointing in a way, isn't it?
I've come on basically to encourage all your listeners to please find a celebrity in the Hampstead area and try and kill him off just so we can get one in. We're so disappointed.
It is a shame for you.
I feel sorry for you. It's been a good year. It's always a good business to be in all year round. You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, it's a line of business that's never going to go away, is it?
No, it's not. No,
you're never going to be out of work, Kieran.
No, yeah, unless the scientists do something miraculous, but we hope they don't. But no,
How much does it cost to die?
To die? Well, it depends. It depends on what package you want. We've got the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the extra luxurious.
What's extra luxurious?
You get nice
padding in the coffin.
Yeah.
And you get a free, I don't want to say bouquet, but you get a free flower arrangement on the top of the coffin.
You get the
horse-drawn hearse instead of the normal hearse.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I'm just wondering, because, you know, wedding flowers are quite expensive, and I wonder if funeral flowers are cheaper. Right,
I think they're about the same price.
Oh, are they going to say? I was going to think, you know, for those getting married, a good tip, money saving tip, would be to pretend someone's died and order a wreath, and then just use that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's what you should do for your Christmas wreath as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you do a Christmas wreath when someone dies at Christmas? Do you pop one of those on the coffin?
I mean, we probably can do. It's it's very much up to the customer what they want.
Yeah.
What's Christmas jumper day like at an undertaker's?
It's not really a thing we do. Christmas jumping, because the thing is, you've got people coming in constantly, haven't you? Being quite depressed. So if I'm there with a party popper, a glass of Bucks Fizz, and a Christmas jumper, it doesn't really set the right. Doesn't really set the right tone for the occasion.
No.
So you've got to keep it somber and serious.
Do you put up a Christmas tree?
We do put up a Christmas tree, but we've been told we have to keep it minimal, and it's got to be it's got to be an unfestive Christmas tree, according to Jim, who's the manager.
Right.
Which I told Jim, and that was an oxymoron, but he was very convinced that actually you can create an unfestive Christmas tree.
Put a black veil over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mantilla and everything.
Stick a dead fairy on the top.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing.
Kieran, it's lovely to talk to you. You've won a gift prize for being inducted into the Top Boy Hall of Despair.
Oh, do I?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear some music now. Here it comes. Now, over this music, you'll hear a list of gifts, and you can choose one of them, and we will send it to your funeral parlour for you. Stand by, because here come the list of things.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a mug that has only found someone to produce its Drive Time show about an hour ago.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Strictly speaking, the haikus are invisible today, as I left my bag at work last night, which has the pen in.
a Talk Sport mug.
A mug held by Talk Sport assistant producer John Cadogan, who I would like to apologise to.
After the party last night, yeah. Right, quite right too. What
a
you
copy
did.
Of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
I actually got given this by John, and I gave it to Julia Hartley Brewer, who I had in Secret Santa. He just fob it off to someone. I was going to crap in a Tupperware box, but that was more expensive.
Yeah, that's the book that I wrote, The Ideal Gift for Christmas. Yes.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing racing or so, I don't know.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left just weeks ago, and he left behind these calendars, which we now have. There's not many days left on them.
But we'll still be giving them away long into 2017, because we've got hundreds of them. We fished them out of a skip.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Mm, are you a fan of holes? Well, this colander has lots of them.
And we got a colander because it was a typo in an email. We wanted a calendar. Right, Kieran, which of those would you like?
I think I'll have the colander.
That's popular, isn't it? The colander.
The colander. Yeah,
it's unusual. And do you know what the problem is? You have too many, so I've forgotten already the first four.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, pick the last one. The colander's yours. It's all yours. You're having it. It's it's on its way to Highgate. Well, look, I hope you work. Hope you stay busy. I hope another celebrity dies for you.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So that's Kieran. He's an undertaker there, and that's how he celebrates Christmas. He's in the Lonely Lunch Club. You could be the Lonely Lunch Club as well. All you've got to be is lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us what you do, tell us why you're lunching alone, and you get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Now, work experience punditry Rob's in with film reviews for the coming weekend. He'll be talking to us next. There will be the end of the week quiz coming up on the programme. Cornelius. Con, he'll be in a lift as he travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. That's condescending, of course. We've got live music from a busker. Big debate at three. And, yep, that's it. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn sub-zero rugged man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams, and sat navs. And right now, our offers include 15% off next base dash cams or 20% off the Garmin sat nav drive 50LM. So spring into action and visit us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £42 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without family, a juicy turkey and a saucy affair. You want fights too, heartache, scandals and floods of tears. Don't miss these magical moments. Get your free 48-page Christmas TV soap bumper magazine Inside the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's just gone 2 o'clock. Here's Alex Dibble. Dibble with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, serious riot going on in a Midlands prison. FA challenged by chair of National Abuse Inquiry and safety warning over John Lewis Christmas ad.
Talk Radio.
An inmate's reportedly been badly injured in what's being described as the most serious riot in a Category B prison since Strange Ways in 1990. It's taking place at HMB Birmingham. Robin Schoenhofer has more for Talk Radio.
We understand that prisoners are burning files relating to their offences and throwing computers out of windows. The disturbance, which involves two wings of the jail, began just after 9 o'clock this morning. As guards tried to get inmates back in their cells, a prisoner snatched a set of their keys, so staff had to fall back to a place of safety. The security firm G4S, which controls the jail, says it's working to bring the incident to a conclusion.
The chair of the National Child Sex Abuse Inquiry in England and Wales is challenging the Football Association to examine allegations of abuse within the sport with rigour and integrity. Professor Alexis Jay says she'll scrutinise their work. Her inquiry is already looking into 13 areas and she's warning any more could delay final publication. As the fourth chairwoman of the investigation, she thinks she's the one who can make it work.
I think my personal expertise and experience over many, many years. This is not the first time I've carried out any formal investigations, of course, far from it, but I haven't taken on anything of quite this scale.
A 101-year-old man's become the oldest person ever to be convicted of a criminal offence in UK legal history. Retired lorry driver Ralph Clark raped two young sisters in the 1970s and early 80s. Southern Rail says it made a practical offer to the trade union ASLEF to end their disputes, but it was rejected. But the union's General Secretary, Mick Whelan, says no formal offer was made over the main issue of the row, who opens and closes doors on carriages. Today is the third of strikes this week. And there's a warning children playing on trampolines should be professionally supervised after the John Lewis Christmas ad sparked a rise in sales. A top orthopaedic surgeon says despite safety netting, serious injuries are still common.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Many places staying mild and cloudy today. One or two showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland. 11 degrees the high.
Thank you, Alex.
That's all right.
Dibble.
Homes.
Yeah. Good. So, bonus news in half an hour. We threw you a curveball earlier because it's technically it's mineral news today.
Yeah.
Because we do animal news, vegetables, mineral news because it covers everything.
Yeah.
But we've decided, given it is party season.
Yeah.
And it was the Christmas party here last night, and there's news afoot about things that happened there. Mm. It's going to be bonus Christmas party news.
I've just spent half an hour writing mineral news, and
awkward,
you're now telling me that I've all that work was for nothing.
Yep,
unbelievable.
Right. So, a bonus Christmas party news coming up in half an hour's time. I also should mention we've got a guest, hot guest action. Rupert Evans, the actor from things like The Man in the High Castle and Hellboy, he'll be joining us in around 40 minutes' time. Before all that, though, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says a top four finish in the Premier League is still very much a target for his side. They're in sixth place going into TalkSport's commentary game at home to West Brom tomorrow, 6 points outside the Champions League places. Mourinho wants to narrow that gap further before the official halfway point in the campaign.
One thing is to be 15 points from the top four. Another thing is to be 5 points from the top four. So what we have to try to do in these three remaining matches is to try to be in a position that gives us a chance in the second part of the season.
On to tonight's action in the Sky Bet Championship. Norwich entertain Huddersfield. North of the border, Rangers have a chance to move 7 points clear of third place Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. They'll do that with a victory at Hamilton. That would also take them to within 8 points of unbeaten leader Celtic. Finally, cricket. England recovered from 21 for 2 to close day one of the final test with India on 284 for 4. Moeen Ali is unbeaten on 120. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following news that unemployment is at an all-time low, it's now thought half of all unemployed people in the country used to work for a Job Centre Plus. Due to the lack of business, many job centres have had to let staff go, creating what's been dubbed the vicious unemployment circle.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Alex with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then, and welcome along. Now, it's Friday, and that means it's Some Request Friday. It's like All Request Friday, which is, of course, what they do on Radio 2, where you can request songs and album tracks for your loved ones, for yourself even. You can just call up Simon Mayo and give him a little note, and he'll play you a song. We can't do that here because we are a speech station and our licence doesn't allow us to. So what we do instead is sort of the same thing, but with speeches and talks. That's kind of how it is. So you can request speeches and talks for people on Some Request Friday. If you know the words to one, you want to sing, speak along to it, a banging talk anthem, then do get in touch. This has just come in. Dear John, Con, Victoria, Alex, Dibble. Us broadcast through the glass. Chloe, Marta, Showbiz Reese, Work Experience, Daisy, Denny, Lauren, Blom, Laurie, Liam, the other Liam, Beth, Mark, the other Mark, and the other Liam, Susie and the Banshees. Please could you play me a TED Talk? The one I want to hear is by Mike DeGroy. You know the one?
Good choice. Yeah, new one.
Yeah, really good.
Really, yeah.
Don't know if you've heard it yet.
So this different is, as well from called, what's out there at the moment.
It's called Hooked by an Octopus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, what a track. As today I'm having my earlobe amputated for charity. I'm raising funds for the Dogging Trust, a worthy cause. I'm sure Talk Radio will agree. That's from Scott in Taunton. Now, if you would like to have a speech or a talk, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And especially for you, Scott, here is Hooked by an Octopus, the TED Talk by Mike DeGroy. It's a classic.
And I remember my first real contact with octopus was probably at age 5 or 6. I was in the Gulf. And I was swimming around and saw a little octopus on the bottom. And I reached down and picked him up and immediately became fascinated and impressed by its speed, its strength and agility. It was prying my fingers apart and moving to the back of my hand. It was all I could do to hold on to this amazing creature. Then it sort of calmed down in the palms of my hands and started flashing colors, just pulsing all of these colors. And as I looked at it, it kind of tucked its arms under it, raised into a spherical shape, and turned chocolate brown with two white stripes. I'm going, my gosh, I'd never seen anything like this in my life. So I marveled for a moment and then decided it was time to release him, so I put him down. The octopus left my hands and then did the damnedest thing. It landed on the bottom in the rubble and vanished right before my eyes.
There it was. That's Mike DeGroy. What a classic. I told you that was...
They should have played that at the party last night.
I would have filled the floor. Hooked by an Octopus, TED Talk, Mark DeGroy, especially for Scott. If you want a speech or talk request, well, you know what to do. Get in touch.
Start your message with the word talk.
With any word you like?
Yeah.
With any word you like. Is here. He comes in on a Friday, and every Friday, every time he comes in, and he's been in week after week reviewing the films for us, but every time he comes in, he's gone a little bit more fashionable for some reason. He started off, and I'm going to be honest with you, Rob, he started off when he first week he came in, quite timid, so slightly geeky.
Yeah, well, come on.
You know, but now you've had a new hairdo, that was last week.
Yeah.
Which has now gone a bit Harry Styles.
I mean...
And now today, you've got a piercing.
I have. I've gone from geek to chic, I think you could say.
Yeah, I think you could say.
But I've still got the glasses, so maybe geek chic.
Yeah, but now they work.
I don't know. Do I still look cool, though? Because, as you say, I've got my earlobe amputated. I've only got one headphone on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a pretty cool dude now.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you perked up, because you were quite depressed a couple of weeks ago as well.
I was, yeah. I wish we wouldn't keep going back to that. But, it does... I think I'm over a hump, you know. Every day we're getting better.
Yeah. So, all right. So it's a new you, isn't it?
It's a new year. It's going to be a same old me.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, you're reviewing films for us. That's Work Experience Punditry. That's the point. Work Experiences, they review the films, and we don't have to pay them. That's how it works. So, where are we going first?
We're going to a jazz Japanese anime. We talked about Akira last week, but this week it is Your Name. This is the new one from... it's not from Studio Ghibli, but it's kind of carrying on the helm from that. It said the Studio Ghibli films are over now. It's
For those that don't know, you better explain what that is.
Studio Ghibli, the production company that does all the best animes, the ones you've probably heard of, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, all the classics.
The Moving Castle, is that one of those?
The Howl's Moving Castle, My Neighbor Totoro. So it's a similar kind of animation. And yeah, it's a very whimsical, very delightful, and I think we have a clip.
I'm absolutely sure we do.
Now that you mention it, I do feel like I've been having weird dreams lately. Like a dream about someone else's life.
What is this? What?
Could this mean?
In our dreams, that girl and I...
We're switching places? Kimi no There's one thing I'm certain of. If we see each other, we'll definitely know right away.
I was planning to tell you that wherever you are in the world, I swear that I'll find you again, no matter what.
Who are you?
Who are you? Can I ask you your name?
Well, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, wasn't there?
There was a lot going on.
Who was that on
there?
The soundtrack? Was that Fall Out Boy?
It sounded like Fall Out Boy.
It was
I don't know.
Japanese song, wasn't it?
Japanese Fall Out Boy.
Is that a thing?
Japanese Fall Out Boy is pretty much correct. It's an excellent film. I really, really enjoyed it. It's kind of like a late contender for best film of the year, I would say.
Really? That's, yeah. Oh, that's a bold statement.
Well, you know, I make bold statements all the time. It is it's serene but predictably bonkers for an anime. I think you could hear then the way they're kind of talking. It's got, you know, if you watched any anime, you kind of know what to expect. You expect it to be a little, well, pretty bonkers and also a little bit pervy, but in the way that they can get away with, if you know what I mean.
I sort of do, yes.
It's kind of par for the course. It's like there's a lot of
the Japanese tradition of that sort of, you know, they're kind of as a nation they have interesting sexual peccadilloes, shall we say, and that sometimes bleeds through into the animation styles and all the rest of it, doesn't it?
It certainly bleeds through, but not as much as, you know, it's not like I think hentai would be the word. This is just some straight up... Oh, you know. This is just some straight up, you know, good animation.
Bad choice of words there, but okay.
Good family fun. It's laugh out loud funny. I went to see Bad Santa 2 last week.
Yes.
And I really struggled to, you know, get past the 6 laugh test for that. But this one was genuinely... I don't think they describe it as a comedy. They describe it as like a drama. It's genuinely one of the funniest films I've seen all year.
Really?
Yeah. I did not expect at all.
Can you just explain what the 6 laugh test is? Is that for the whole film?
For the whole film. I think this is something that Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo came up with. You know, the benchmark for any comedy film is you've got to laugh at least 6 times. And you'd be surprised, you know, if you're a grump like me or other people, then...
No, it is you.
Well, and, you know, it's actually quite difficult to, you know, get those 6 laughs out sometimes.
Your ear piercing's quite interesting, actually, isn't it? Because it's... Turn your head around a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and you've just had that done?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Really?
I think I'm having a quarter-life crisis.
Yeah. Have you been wanting to do that for a while?
A while, yeah.
Have
and
you?
Then, you know, I thought, you know, new year, new me.
I thought when you had an ear piercing, though, I thought you had to put a stud in it first, but you've gone for the full dangly thing.
Yeah, I've kind of...
The full Pat Butcher.
Yeah. Well, this is what I wanted. I wanted, you know, that kind of, that piratey kind of, you know...
Yeah. Piratey?
Yeah, that kind of look. And they kept trying to talk me out of it at the ear piercing thing. They said, you should really get a stud because it's much more likely this will get infected.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, quarter-life crisis. I'm living on the edge.
Yeah.
And, yeah...
Yeah, I mean, also, what made you choose that particular one out of interest?
Just thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it'd stand out more from everyone that doesn't have a piercing.
Yeah, well, that is true. I used to have my ear pierced, I know.
Did you?
Yeah, what do you mean? Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Because you're not cool.
No, I am.
No, I am.
Well, this is worrying.
I mean, no, comma, I am.
So, I could end up like you, John. You...
Yes.
That's the one that came out
worse. I was going to say your ghost of Christmas future. Look at this. Yeah. Fine specimen.
Wow.
This, yeah.
You're going to shrink a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, but I did. I used to have it my ear pierced.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Did it work?
Did what work?
I don't know. Why do people do it?
Look cool, like Rob does, look.
Yeah. Did it work? Did you look cool?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And you decided to dump that image.
Yeah. Grew out of it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Rob, thank you. Stay there, because I know you've got more films.
You've no idea.
Rob!
Another bold statement there.
It's newly fashionable Rob, who we've turned from geek into cool guy over the past few weeks. Reviewing the films for us with Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. We're back with more films next. I'm John Hodge.
Socks, Sprouts, and a selection box of supercharged conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane Hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £42 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cambridgeshire, the M11 northbound is closed due to an accident between Junction 12 for Cambridge and Junction 14, the Cloverleaf interchange. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound, one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 22 for the A49 and 21A, the Croft interchange. In Warwickshire, the M42 southbound is queuing between Junction 10 for the A5 at Tamworth and Junction 9 for the M6 toll after earlier barrier repairs. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking specifically now about films. Earring is what Rob has got. Rob is a work experience pundit. He's reviewing films. He does so every Friday. Every Friday goes by, he gets one step cooler and now has hair like Harry Styles and an ear like I had in the late 1980s. So, welcome to fashion, Rob.
I'm cool now. You know, it's a 10-year cycle. 20, 30-year cycle. My God. But yeah, I should also say, I think my parents listen to this, so and they'll be mildly shocked to hear it, so... Sorry, Mum.
Have you not
sorry,
told
Dad.
Them you've got your ear pierced?
No, I'm running wild in the city by myself
wow.
at the moment.
He's also, what's your mum and dad's names?
David and Caroline.
Hi, David and Caroline, if you're listening. He's also got a full-face spiderweb tattoo.
Well, now you've completely ruined the Christmas present. Way to go.
What film are we talking about next, Rob?
We're talking about the DVD of the week, which is also released in cinemas for a re-release. It's Donnie Darko.
Yes,
now. The cult American film directed by your mate, John, Richard Kelly.
That's right.
What? So,
What?
He's your mate?
Yes.
How so?
Well, I met him this morning.
Okay.
I hung out with him for a minute.
Did you?
Yeah. I did a pre-recorded interview with him for next week when I sit in doing Virgin Radio Breakfast all week next week.
Harsh.
And, what?
You're going to have to get up for breakfast next week.
Yeah. Yeah, and then come and do this. So, but Richard Kelly, director, writer of Donnie Darko, he's over in Britain for the re-release, as you were saying, Rob. And yes, I spent a good 25 minutes with him chatting about the film. And he's a really interesting guy. The film's got a very interesting history, of course, which I'm sure you know, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I love the film. It's a proper cult classic. Kind of came out of left field. I always thought, I was watching it recently, I find it amazing that it got made. It's just such a weird, weird film that it got funded in the way that it did. And yeah, I absolutely love it. And I think that we have a clip. To play over.
It is a bit
well.
Of Donnie Darko.
Yeah?
Mr. Darko.
Ling Ling finds a wallet on the ground filled with money. She takes the wallet to the address on the driver's license but keeps the money inside the wallet. I'm sorry, Miss Farmer. I don't get this. Well,
just place an X on the lifeline in the appropriate place.
No, I mean, I know what to do. I don't get this. You can't just lump things into two categories. Things aren't that simple.
The lifeline is divided that way.
Well, life isn't that simple. I mean, who cares if Ling Ling returns the wallet and keeps the money? It has nothing to do with either fear or love.
Fear and love are the deepest of human emotions.
Okay, but you're not listening to me. There are other things that need to be taken into account here, like the whole spectrum of human emotion. You can't just lump everything into these two categories and then just deny everything else.
If you don't complete the assignment, you'll get a zero for the day.
There it is, Jake Gyllenhaal in, I think, his first role.
I think it was one of his first roles. It's certainly one of Seth Rogen's first roles. He plays a bully in it, and he only has about two lines.
I've forgotten that.
Yeah, it's mad. It was really weird. Now, I have a kind of interesting history of this film, because I really, really love it. It's one of my favourite films. When I first watched it, I saw the trailer for it on Channel 4, and it played a clip of somebody saying, "Donnie Darko, what kind of a name is that? You sound like a superhero." And he says, "Oh, who says I'm not?" And so I thought, wow, superhero film, cool.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I was like, what is this? This is not a superhero film. And
it's hard to describe it at all, really.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, it's quite difficult to explain. There's a, you know, there's Jake Gyllenhaal, and then a jet engine falls through a roof.
Yeah.
And then there's a rabbit.
6 foot bunny.
It's called Frank.
Frank.
And he's an evil-looking rabbit, but he's not evil because he's quite a jet. It's all very weird, isn't it?
Metaphysical time travel teen comedy without the comedy.
There you go, Cornelius. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should do.
Is Donnie good in it? Who plays Donnie?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, nice. Is he good?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it as well.
Is that his mum?
His sister.
His sister. What does she play?
His sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Lazy casting, isn't it?
Well.
Anyway, so but the thing is, most people won't have seen it in the cinema, because when it came out, it was a flop.
Yeah.
Completely flopped in America, and it only got its second wind, really, in the UK, with the home video market, of course. So most no one's seen it on the big screen, really, I'd say.
No, I haven't either.
And now it's out there in a new 4K remastered...
If you get the chance, definitely go see it. Similar to The Shawshank Redemption, that flopped and then resurrected on video.
Yeah.
I wonder if Pudsey the Movie, the David Walliams film about the dog that won Britain's Got Talent, is going to do the same as well, because that was awful in cinemas, but...
Yeah.
It could come back.
No, it can't, because it's awful everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's got David Walliams in it.
Ouch.
Yeah. He's a nasty man. All right, Donnie Darko. Well, good. And as I say, the interview that I did with Richard Kelly all about it and about the history of it and how he got it made and everything else will be on Virgin Radio Breakfast with Me on Monday morning. But I'll probably nick it and play it on here next week as well.
Yeah, go on.
Just to, you know, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. Donnie Darko, well, next.
Next, usually this is the time I think I go for a TV movie of the week or another theatre movie, something that's in the theatres, but I've been particularly busy, been kind of lazy, so I decided to go for Christmas movie generally that's really ace.
Okay.
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, right.
Mm, yeah?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, John Holmes.
I mean, I like the Muppets film. I loved a Muppet Schindler's List. I loved a Muppet 12 Years a Slave. I thought they were brilliant, but I wasn't a Muppet Vera Drake as well, remember that? But I've not seen this one.
Muppet Kez is pretty good.
That's pretty good as well, isn't it?
Yeah, really depressing. Yeah.
A Muppet Two Girls One Cup, that is very interesting.
Waka waka.
So,
oh, what have you done in my car? Don't eat that.
Ah, yeah. I can do the Muppets.
Yeah, we
know.
We noticed. Yeah, well. Yeah, it's good.
Not bad.
So,
I don't even know what to say anymore. I just kind of sullied the whole thing for me.
We're not reviewing Sully.
No.
So, A Muppet's Christmas Carol. Yes. I always watch it every Christmas Eve.
Do you?
For me, it's a Christmas Eve movie.
I watch Scrooged. You know the Bill Murray film? That's a good Christmas Eve movie. Yeah, that's
I watch one. Love Actually on Christmas
Then Eve. You can get out. Well, call yourself a film person.
Mate.
Terrible film. But it's called Muppet Christmas Carol. What's so good about it? If I haven't seen it, so sell it to me.
I don't even know what to say. I'd say objectively, it's one of the best films ever made as well. Not just like a Christmas film or a kids film or anything. It's one of the best paced, directed, lighted, acted. Michael Caine's best performance. Some wonderful songs.
Yeah.
Really whimsical songs.
One More Sleep Till Christmas.
One More Sleep Till Christmas.
Nice. Yeah, that's my favourite. That's
Molly
why I always watch it
Molly.
On Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
We're Marley and Marley.
Whoa.
Right, shut up, you two. Let's have a clip of it.
Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
There goes Mr. Heartless. There goes Mr. Cruel. He never gives, he only takes. He lets his hunger rule.
And being mean's a way of life. You practice and rehearse.
Then all that work is paying off, 'cause Scrooge is getting worse.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
And there's a clip from A Muppet Christmas Carol. I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, all right, I'll do that this year. Because my kids are probably
like
that.
Yeah, your kids will like it.
They are 4 and 6, right? They're going to like that, aren't they?
The back-to-back, because they released Muppets Treasure Island, Muppets Christmas Carol, and I don't think there's been a stronger back-and-forth. Maybe Star Wars New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Godfather 1 and 2. And then the Muppets Christmas Carol. But then they lost their way when they came to do Schindler's List. It really...
Yeah, it just doesn't work for me.
Tonally all over the place.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's the heckles from Waldorf and Statler.
Really
inappropriate.
They just went too far.
They did.
You know, anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
It
was awful, wasn't it?
Not funny.
It wasn't funny.
No,
it was a shocker of a film, and I'm glad it sank without trace. Yeah.
Maybe that'll rise again in the DVD home market.
We can make it happen. Rob, thank you so much for coming in again. Now, as you've gone one stage cooler every time you've been in, what's next? Are you in next week?
I'm not in next week. I'm going home for Christmas.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm going to be gone, so I'll see what I can drum up. I don't know, maybe like... I'm thinking where else I can get pierced.
Okay, on that note, we'll leave it. Thank you very much, Rob. That's Rob. He's a Work Experience pundit. He was reviewing the film.
Christmas,
have a good
Rob.
Christmas, Rob.
You too, guys. And to everyone in the talk studio.
We'll see you next year. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Take care of yourself.
Merry Christmas. There he goes.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Rob. Off he goes now.
Don't drink it all at once.
No.
And a Happy New Year.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Rupert Evans, the actor, will theoretically be joining us in the next 15 minutes or so. Just gone 2:30, here's Alex Dibble with the news.
Talk Radio.
An inmate's reportedly been badly injured during a major disturbance at a prison in Birmingham. There are reports prisoners at Winston Green are burning records, throwing computers out of windows and smashing lights. Sky's Fraser Maud is outside.
There are at least three or four fire engines in the area at the moment. Spoken to one of the fire officers here, he said that they are waiting outside at the moment. They don't know fully what's going on inside, but none of their teams have actually been deployed yet.
Syrian government forces are said to have completed the operation to take control of rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Russia's defense ministry says regime troops are now eliminating the last pockets of resistance. A girl's been sentenced to 10 years in detention for stabbing her best friend with a kitchen knife at their school. The 15-year-old took the pupil to a quiet part of the grounds in Hampshire in April, where she attacked her. President Obama's promised to take action against Russia after the Kremlin was accused of authorizing cyber attacks to influence the US election. The White House says Vladimir Putin directly authorized hackers. There's a warning the NHS in England is approaching the eye of a perfect storm due to hospitals struggling to find enough beds. A report from the Nuffield Trust claims patients are being put at risk of infection. Last winter it found nearly 2 in 5 trusts had more than 98% of their beds occupied. Youssef El Ginghahi is a GP.
We're now below Eastern European countries. So for the UK, an economy that's the fifth or sixth biggest in the world, that's pretty abysmal. And in fact, we've lost something like over half our bed numbers since the 1980s.
The NHS insists plans are well in hand for this winter. Police have dropped an investigation into Labour MP Keith Vaz after looking into allegations about his private life in a newspaper. The 59-year-old Leicester East MP issued a public apology to his wife and children following reports he paid 2 male escorts for their services. And the weather, many places staying mild and cloudy today. Northern Ireland, Scotland will experience 1 or 2 spots of drizzle, but highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much, Alex Dibble.
Thank you very much.
Again, what were you saying to me there?
One of the clips.
Oh, there, in the news.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Was kind
weirdly
of...
was voiced by Kermit the Frog.
Did you hear that?
Can we have it again?
So the clips that Alex Dibble had. We were talking about the Muppets, and it just seemed that they sounded a bit like Kermit the Frog.
We're now below Eastern European countries. So for
the
UK, an economy that's the fifth or sixth biggest in the world, that's pretty abysmal. And in fact, we've lost something like over half our bed numbers since the 1980s.
We lost over something like loads of beds.
I can't do Kermit as well.
No.
I can do Fuzzy Bear, Piggy.
Hiya, Frog! Oh, Piggy.
We're not interested in this. Alex is here. Not now, but in a bit, there's going to be bonus news.
When?
In an hour, maybe.
Hour.
Just so you know.
Is that bonus Christmas party news?
Yes.
I thought that was now.
We moved that.
Oh, right.
We had to move that for...
the decision's just been
contractual
made.
Contractual reasons. No, it's because we're going to have a guest in a moment.
All right.
And that time... It's a fluid show, Alex.
Whatever, don't even care.
You know, we can... We can move things about here, and it's fine. Also, to come on the programme, by the way, end of the week quiz. So, if you have been listening to the quiz, the programme, over the last week or so, then why not get involved? Because it's 3 questions with a sort of what happened next kind of a vibe, it's fair to say. And all you need to do to get on the radio to play that is 87222.
That's the text. Start a message with the word talk.
That's the text number that you need to read.
You don't need to read it.
No, just type it into
hear
your telephone.
It. Yeah, yeah.
You need to tell us what the things cost, don't you, as well?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that now. Text messages, John, cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Thank you very much. Now, Rupert Evans is an actor. You'll know him. He's not only been in Hellboy, he's in the new Ewan McGregor film, American Pastoral, and specifically The Man in the High Castle. Season 2 is about to launch on Amazon. Before we talk to him, here's a clip.
What happened to you? It's just an accident. You don't want to get that infected. Come on, let me help you.
No, I don't need your help. Are you alone?
I'm alone. Listen, you guys, you left in such a hurry. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. Where's Jules?
She's gone.
What's that supposed to mean, she's gone?
It means she had to get out of here. Is she safe? No, no thanks to you.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean either.
How long have you worked for them, Arnold? In the Nippon building? How can are you doing? How could you live with yourself, spying on your own people? What kind of man are you?
I'm the kind of man that takes care of his family.
You didn't take care of your family. You got Trudy killed.
God damn you, Frank.
Clip there for the Man in the High Castle, and we are joined now by an actor who was excellent as additional voices in the 2010 video game Odyssey to the West, and someone who for me will always be the definitive Tom in one episode of the BBC sitcom My Family in 2001. It's Rupert Evans. Hello, Rupert.
Thank you for having. Thank you for going through my CV.
That's
thanks,
right.
John.
I think that's appropriate.
Thanks for having me. Radio.
It's good to talk to you. So before we talk about Man in the High Castle, though, I had no idea that you were in My Family.
It was my first ever job, and I can even now tell you I had two words.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm Tom. And that was it. And it was Daniela Dembiash had to come. No, she was sitting next to me. Yeah. And Robert Lindsay came through the door and he said, who's this? And I had to turn around and say, I'm Tom. And that was my first ever job out of drama school. So there you go.
I hope they paid you very well.
I do get odd. You know, we get these sort of residuals. And I think I get about 75p a year.
You should never spend that and just add that up over your entire life and see how much you end up with. By the end of it.
I was so petrified, I remember it.
Really?
I was terrified. Never been in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Well,
you did a lot of theatre as well, of course. So in terms of the difference between the two, and presumably at drama school, you know, it was the theatre stuff you were doing, so...
I never thought I'd ever do TV or film. I mean, genuinely, I just was doing theatre and, you know, that's how I just thought it would go, really. Yeah. So, it was as much as a surprise to me as everyone else.
So how did Hellboy come about then? Because that was, like, kind of early on.
Yeah, it was. I think sometimes in life's half chance, isn't it? And I was in the right place, right time, and yeah. I auditioned. I auditioned very badly, I seem to remember.
Right.
And then for some reason, the casting director, Jeremy Zimmerman, he's still around and does casting now, and he said you weren't on form that day, and I said no, not really, and he said well, come back, and that was the day that Guillermo del Toro, the director, was in, and
yeah,
I got my act together and did the audition, and before I knew it, I was on a plane to America to do a screen test. I'd never been to America in my life. And I was just terrified, and but before I knew it, you know, things kind of just went my way. I was just very fortunate.
Do you stay terrified? Because obviously we now know My Family terrified. That was terrifying. So do you get terrified between for each new job, and does that kind of help?
I think, to be honest with you, being self-employed and an actor, there are, you know...
Inbuilt terrifying.
It is. Yeah. It's what drives me, I think, how you survive. I think you deal with a lot of rejection. You know, for every one job you get, you probably don't get 10. So, being terrified makes you feel alive. So it certainly, you know, makes me kind of get up in the morning and... think hard about what I'm going to do next.
But here we are, season two then, of The Man in the High Castle. For those that don't know it, talk us through it.
Well... The Man in the High Castle is from the book
Philip K. Dick
novel, yeah, and it's really an alternative history, and it looks at the idea behind it is from the book is that the Allies in World War II lost the war,
yes,
and the Nazis and the Japanese dropped a bomb on Washington D.C. and the Allies surrendered, and it's all about what life would be like in occupied America post-World War II in the 1960s, occupied America in 1962. And on the east coast of America, we have the Nazis running the east coast, and on the west coast, the Japanese. And then there's this neutral spine through America, kind of buffer zone. They call it the neutral zone, where sort of outcasts and those unwanted are thrown, and so it's all about how what life would be like in America if it was occupied in 1962.
Yeah, it's interesting because Philip K. Dick is probably one of the most, I don't know, filmed authors. I mean, all of his work is sort of turned into quite innovative twists on it. If you said, like, Blade Runner, of course, was Android Stream Electric Sheep. You know, Minority Report was one of his. And it's quite interesting, 'cause normally they go filmic, but it's interesting making a TV, out of a Philip K. Dick, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the world of Man in the High Castle is so big.
Yeah.
We've really just only started to touch on the book, really, through the TV show in the second season. And we've still got so much more to go. Because not only do we look at the world, you know, geographically about this world, there's also a sort of sci-fi element to the book, as there often is with his works. And there's these film reels in the show that show... a different type of reality, and it's all about whether or not they're propaganda, rather.
Yeah.
Propaganda or...
Don't worry, we're not auditioning you, it's fine.
Thanks. I can relax, yeah. I'm not scared. Whether they're propaganda or whether they're sort of a different world. So there's a kind of sci-fi element to it, and we look at that a lot more in season two when we time jump and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's got a bit of...
Does that mean then, because I'm guessing season two won't sort of tie it all up either, given the scale. So does that mean you're talking about, you know, sort of jobs coming along when they do? Does this mean you can tie this in like 10 series easy?
Well, the thing is, you never know until it's out. So it comes out today. We won't really know if Amazon want to recommission, you know, for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah.
So it's every year is kind of, you know, is a new adventure, and you never know if it's going to last.
It's kind of interesting the way sort of viewing has gone, I think, isn't it? Because, you know, the big screen is still there. I don't think that's ever going to be taken away. But
I hope not.
Well, absolutely. But the way people consume this kind of stuff now, and especially with the rise of Amazon here, Netflix, of course, doing the same kind of thing, you know, it's there's all these new outlets for stuff, it seems to me. And as an actor, as any kind of creative, you know, that can only be a good thing, of course.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think TV's changed a huge amount in the last 5 years. And the way we're watching television and, you know, on demand, we want to watch television when we want to watch it. And we want to watch more than one episode at one go. I mean, there are some people who watch, you know, all 10 in a day, I think. So I think it's tailored for, you know, that generation that are kind of on the move. And you can see, you know, I watch people on the tube in London, watching TV on their phones and everywhere.
It's the gym thing, isn't it? You're on the running machine, in front of you and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Amazon and Netflix are sort of tapping into that in a way that no one else really is.
Yeah.
And so we'll see where it goes. But it allows us, you know, us to be able to make shows as well, which are much more ambitious in scale, I think. And these guys got so much money.
It's the budgets, isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
The budgets. And
they give most of it to Jeremy Clarkson, obviously.
Well,
but apart from that.
Evidently. Yeah. Not me. Definitely not.
What are you up to next, then?
To be honest with you, if this goes again, we'll be straight back on it.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, that, it takes a good 6 months, a year out of my time. So, so we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what comes up next. But I've just got American Pastoral coming out.
Yes, the Ewan McGregor film.
That keeps me a bit busy. And there's always bits and pieces when I'm back over here.
Great.
I work for the BBC a bit, doing bits last week. So we'll see.
They might have you back on My Family if it ever comes back.
Well, you never know.
It's time for Tom to return, I hope so.
Ever hopeful.
Yeah.
Ever hopeful.
Listen, Rupert, it's a pleasure having you on. Thanks for giving us your time.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries. Rupert Evans there, Man in the High Castle, is, as he rightly said, out today on Amazon. That's season two, but of course you can catch up with season one on there as well. And there we go. Right, okay, next bit of the programme. It's end of the week quiz. Are you a regular listener to this show? And can we test your brand loyalty? Let's find out as we play the end of the week quiz. After the traffic and travel on Talk Radio.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine and this one's mine. And
they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game. No one's talking and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets, and special offers like save £20 on an Elgato Game Capture HD to record all your gaming triumphs. So make your next move visiting us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got English Oak Effect 6mm laminate flooring for only £3.49 ex-vat per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cambridgeshire, the M11 northbound is closed due to an accident involving two lorries between junction 12 for Cambridge and 14 for the Cloverleaf interchange. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound, there's a lane out and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle between junction 22 new to the Willows and 21A for the Croft interchange. And in Northamptonshire, the M1 northbound, there was an earlier accident involving three lorries between 15A for Northampton services and 16 for Daventry. The carriageway has been reopened, but traffic remains heavy. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car breaks
down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now then, good afternoon. More on the breaking story of the riots that appear to be happening in a prison in Birmingham. That we're coming up with Alex in the main news at 3 o'clock. That's just some of the news that's happening, of course. There's a lot of news going on today. I don't know whether you've seen any of it. It's in the papers, it turns out, the news. I don't know whether you...
I haven't bothered today.
No, you're a bit hungover, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe, who pushes... Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Chloe's... Chloe works... she's through the glass. She's pushing buttons through the glass. But during that traffic and travel there, she wasn't there. Were you, Chloe?
Where did you go, Chloe?
Where did you go, Chloe?
I just went for a walk.
Where did you go?
to somewhere.
You went to be sick, didn't you?
A little bit.
It's all over the glass, look.
He's at the Christmas.
It's all over the miserable window.
It's more miserable now. He's got bits of Chloe on it.
Chloe got engaged, by the way.
Oh, did you? Congratulations, Chloe.
Guy,
yeah,
right?
Isn't he, though? Yeah, I imagine he'll be calling that off.
Yeah. He's just texted me.
Yeah. So there we go. But what I'm saying is that you didn't look at the news, and Chloe didn't look at the news because she was just looking at the bottom of the toilet a moment ago. the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my sick around it.
No, well, neither can Chloe. So let's explain the news as we like to do through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We help you through the news because we present the news in haikus.
EU claims we owe 50 billion. That could be spent on NHS.
The news. In haikus. Right, let us look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It's time to test the brand loyalty of a listener to this, I'm going to optimistically call it a radio programme. Have you been listening all week? Could you tell us from a series of clips what happened next? Well, let's find out if Stacey can. Because she's on the telephone. Hello, Stacey.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm very well, darling. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Good. Good. Okay. Weird. Right, so Stacey is on the phone. She's already, set the bar high with a darling straight away. So, where are you, Stacey? What do you do?
So, right now I'm in Leighton, Spain. I'm just getting ready for work, and I'm a bartender.
A bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know any thieves?
Pardon?
Nothing. It's a stereophonics joke.
Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. So you tend a bar. You're getting ready for work. Is it busy season? Isn't it busy season at the moment?
It is, you know, as it's getting to Christmas, there's birth parties and people like to get a bit carried away.
Yeah, so, they do. Yeah. Many people here got carried away last night, Stacey, if I'm brilliant with you. Some of them quite literally, actually, in ambulances after the party.
That's not true.
Last night, young Rudd, who works with Sam Delaney, he's hospitalised. I mean, it's just dreadful.
No, he's not.
Fights and stuff. And that's a terrible thing. So, Stacey, you... A little bit more about you then. So you 10 bar, you're Leytonstone, I don't know, what else? What else do you do? What do you do? So just what is Stacey?
So I just graduated from university. I studied politics and international relations. Mm. And so...
Same as me.
Being a bartender was just my way just to kind of relax and not really to consume much information. I'm just doing it for a good time, you know. But of course, I'm very professional.
Well, I should hope so. What's the what's the easiest drink to do?
Shots.
Shots,
really?
Of course. What makes your heart sink when someone orders it?
I would have to say, that's a very good question.
I know, that's why I asked it.
Something like a very colourful drink. I'm not a big fan of them. With the umbrellas and the garnishes.
Oh, all that cocktail, stuff. Yeah, it takes ages, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Or a Guinness. Is a Guinness annoying?
Not really, no. But I don't really see what the appeal is. Yeah, they don't really taste too great.
No. All right, well, you know, that's the idle banter done, Stacey, darling. So, let's... Have you been listening to the programme all week? That's the question, because, you know, that's the point.
Of course I have, otherwise I would not be here.
That's what I thought. Right, so, let us play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week. Here we go. We begin, what you'll hear, by the way, Stacey, is you get three questions with clips of stuff and just tell us what happened next. That's how it is. We begin with Monday, Stacey, where the topic of the big debate was bread.
Okay.
Here's a bit of the bread debate.
Without bread, right, yep. Without bread, we wouldn't have toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd have a load of redundant jam and marmalade producers.
Well, hang on, let me just stop you right there, because we wouldn't have toast, but you can toast marshmallows, so...
You wouldn't want to put Marmite on a marshmallow. And anyway, the other thing is, what would ducks eat?
Yeah, that's right. What would ducks eat? But what did I say would happen to ducks if they didn't have bread to eat? Did I say A, Stacey, they'd be forced underwater and have to eat themselves and children? Did I say B, all they'd be able to do is drink, which would make them drink lakes, which would leave the ducks homeless? Or did I say C, the ducks would have to shop somewhere awful, like Tesco?
Okay. interesting.
A, B, or C?
Oh. I'm thinking... Oh, I'm leaning towards B. I'm going to go for A.
You're going to go for A? All right, let's find out. Forced underwater, let's find out. If bread wasn't available, they would have to go for an alternative. They'd be forced... The ducks would be forced... The equivalent of a duck being forced underground is a duck being forced underwater. Ducks would be forced underwater where they'd eat themselves and children. It's the right answer! Very good. Very good, Stacey. All right, here's question number two. On Wednesday, due to me being a terrible father... I didn't write this line. I missed my daughter's nativity plays. I did do that. But it's all right, because I spoke to both of them on the telephone. Here's one now. Why weren't you Mary?
I don't know.
Oh. Who was Mary?
Josie.
Was she any good or was she rubbish?
Sophie!
Oh. Sophie. Was she any good or was she rubbish?
She's good.
Oh, she was. Well, that's fine then, isn't it? All right. Is Isla there?
Yes.
Okay, can I speak to Isla? Right, that's Maisie, 6, and I was trying to speak to her sister, Isla, 4. Isla was there, but she was unable to talk, Stacey. Can you remember why? Is it A, she was on the toilet? B, she'd been put on the naughty step for kicking Angel Gabriel? Or C, she was in her dressing room and did not wish to be disturbed?
Could you possibly give me a clue?
No.
Is that allowed?
No.
Okay. I'm going to have to go for B.
She'd been put on the naughty step for kicking Angel Gabriel?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Is Isla there?
Yes.
Okay, can I speak to Isla?
She's in the toilet.
She's in the toilet, Stacey.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Question number three, final question. Yesterday, Showbiz Reese, he reviews the Showbiz, in his Showbiz update, looked ahead to last night's glamorous wireless group, that's the company that owned this, Christmas party. I mean, I don't see how this has crept into Showbiz news, though.
because stars like Adrian Durham, Julia Hartley Brewer, us four, we're all going. Apparently it starts with Prosecco and takeaway pizza. I actually have an exclusive on that. I walked in the same moment as the pizza guy.
It's already here.
It's already here. Wow. So one can only assume it's going to be nice and cold and greasy by the time we get down there.
Yeah, but will the Prosecco be cold? Nope.
That was Reese.
It wasn't.
No, of course not. But the pizza was, so that's nice. Reese also described what he was wearing to last night's party, but can you remember, Stacey, what it was? Was it a full Sheffield Wednesday kit, including shin pads? Was it B, a Christmas jumper with a dinosaur on it, or C, absolutely nothing, because he wanted to be able to fully relax his little Reese?
I'm certain it's B.
B, Christmas jumper. Yeah. Let's find out. That's why you're wearing a Christmas jumper with a dinosaur in a Christmas hat on it.
Yes, with a dinosaur in a Christmas hat. I thought I'd go slightly immature.
Well done. Is the right answer, of course.
Yes.
Oh, good work, Stacey. All right, then. So let us very quickly work out the scores. Now, there were three questions and you answered them all, which is going to lead to having a score of some kind.
Mm.
Cornelius has been...
doing maths, John.
Working the data.
Mm,
so,
data.
There were three questions.
Yeah, pie chart. Yeah.
Mince pie chart. So, that's Stacey.
Mm, well Stacey, done, Stacey.
Stacey, darling.
Thank you.
So, what is her score? That's
Stacey's score.
Is she a loyal listener to this programme? What did she score?
She scored 2 points.
Is that...
loyal enough?
Is it loyal enough?
It'll do!
Okay! Stacey, congratulations, you're loyal enough. Well done.
Thank you so much, I feel absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know. Good luck at work with the bar and things on the busy night. Good luck, Stacey.
Thank you, darling.
All right, thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Stacey, darling, there, playing End of the Week Quiz, darling. After the break, after the news even, we will be doing today's big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be then a man in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
As the lift travels downwards through the building, he'll be reading out the haters' texts and tweets. It's a feature we call Condescending, although we have just found out that the lift, it's
down.
Is out of order.
Can't get in it.
So today's Condescending will be a Condescending special, which will involve Cornelius running... up and down the stairs here while reading out the...
I'm not running, not today.
Texts and tweets from the haters. That's coming. And live music, of course, as we bring and drag another busker in from the streets to play for us live. On a Friday afternoon, it's What We Do. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news after this.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £42 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in it yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without family, a juicy turkey, and a saucy affair. You want fights too, heartache, scandals, and floods of tears. Don't miss these magical moments. Get your free 48-page Christmas TV soap bumper magazine inside The Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of The Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Ah, oh, it's great news. Right, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Here's Alex Dibble with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prison riot taking over Birmingham jail, Aleppo evacuation said to be suspended, and lottery operator fined for mistaken payout.
Talk Radio.
A disturbance at a prison in Birmingham has spread from two wings to four. There are reports of inmates burning records, throwing computers out of windows and smashing lights at Winston Green. We're told one prisoner has been injured. Security firm G4S, which operates the complex, says the trouble started just after 9 a.m. Sky's Fraser Maud is outside.
Seen a paramedic donning a stab vest and protective clothing, protective headgear and so on, gathering his equipment and entering the prison.
Syrian government forces are said to have completed the operation to take control of rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Russia's defense ministry says the last pockets of resistance are being eliminated there. It's claimed the evacuation of civilians and anti-government fighters from besieged areas has been suspended. Sky's foreign affairs editor Sam Kiley sums up why the Russians say it stopped.
There is no longer a rebel enclave, in their view, left in Aleppo. Therefore, it has been quote-unquote liberated. Therefore, anybody left there who isn't a fighter is now freed of the bondage that they have been living under. These are the Russian terms, if you like.
The Football Association have been told their investigation into allegations of child sex abuse will be scrutinised. Professor Alexis Jay, who's chair of the National Child Sex Abuse Inquiry, is challenging the FA to conduct theirs with rigour and integrity. Two former soldiers are facing prosecution for allegedly murdering an IRA man during the Troubles. 24-year-old Joe McCann was shot dead in Belfast more than 40 years ago. The National Lotteries operator has been fined £3 million for paying out on a jackpot that's believed to have been a fraud. The gambling watchdog found failings in how Camelot looked into claims of a deliberately damaged ticket in 2009. And five top modelling agencies, which employ people like Cara Delevingne and Alexa Chung, have been fined £1.5 million for colluding together to fix charges. Storm and others exchanged information and discussed prices. The models themselves were not involved.
Talk Radio National Weather.
He's got the weather. It's Alex Dearborn. He's got the weather.
Has Bob Dylan got the weather?
Bob Dylan's got the weather.
Quite cloudy with a few showers in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Feeling mild, highs of 11 degrees.
Thanks, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan there. With the weather. Yeah.
Okay.
That was sort of Bob Dylan back in the 70s.
Okay.
Bob Dylan now is mild, 11 degrees.
That's good, actually. Well, I think now Bob Dylan should do the weather.
Oh, where is it? Quite cloudy with a few showers in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Feeling mild, highs of 11 degrees.
Can you do 10-year-old Bob Dylan?
It's not an appropriate thing to say.
Get out.
Yeah. Also, it's good that Bob Dylan's doing the weather because, you know, he knows where the answer is.
Come on. Come on, Con.
No, I don't think I know enough Bob Dylan songs.
It's blowing in the wind, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
It's blowing in the
God's
wind.
For God's sake. We're wasted on him, Dibble.
I know. Carried. Carried all the way.
Come on, we best move on, because the times are changing.
Yeah.
That was actually quite good, come on.
Yeah, it was about
fair play. Fair play, me.
Yeah, by the way, if we know a lot of prisoners do listen to this programme. It's very popular. So if this is on in that prison in Birmingham where there's a fight...
We'd like to appeal for calm.
Yeah. So if you're listening,
calm down.
Put the computers down. Stop setting fire to the things. Pack it in.
Where are they getting computers from?
They've got computers in prison.
Okay.
Right. Okay, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. And, well, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have the sport. And it's Ben with it. It's pre-recorded. It's a pre-recorded sport. But it's live from, I think probably that from the front page of the Sun today. Because the sport with Ben is coming live from a notorious dogging site.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers recovered from 21 for 2 to close day one of the final test with India on 284 for 4. Joe Root scored 88 and Johnny Bairstow hit 49 in Chennai before Moeen Ali reached stumps alongside Ben Stokes. Ali's unbeaten and 120. Rhys Oxford has marked his 18th birthday by signing a new 4.5-year contract at West Ham. His side face fellow strugglers Harley in TalkSport 2's live Premier League commentary game tomorrow. Mike Phelan's side a second from bottom, 3 points adrift of safety, though the Hull boss is proud of how his side has gone about their business so far.
Every game, be it West Ham, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, they're all very, very difficult games and all have to be approached in the right manner. I take confidence from my group of players simply because we have performed.
Finally, on to tonight's action, and in the Sky Bet Championship, Norwich entertain Huddersfield. North of the border, Rangers have a chance to move 7 points clear of third place Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. They'll do that with a win at Hamilton. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
It's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. Live from a notorious woodland dogging site. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here it comes then. So the papers today are full of the news. Let's see if we can get this right. Now, apparently, the swimmer and BBC pundit Mark Foster went dogging in the woods on President Putin's command. Oh, yeah, that's someone's made the Queen a bomb for Christmas. That's on the front of the Daily Mirror. Oh, that's a nice thought, isn't it? And Camelot, as you were hearing there with Alex Dibble, have been fined for giving a lottery prize to a deliberately damaged ticket. Camelot. It's only a model. Shh. We also learned that the French far-right candidate, presidential candidate Marie Le Pen, has a portrait of Clint Eastwood on her wall. That's in the news today. I mean, it's not so much a slow news day as a day that happens when all the journalists that work on the papers are too hungover from their respective office parties to be asked with much of it. Now, on the line listening to me say the word pen in there is Dale, who's called Talk Radio on 0344 444 9 4 9 4. Dale, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so you've called Talk Radio then?
Yeah.
Right, and you've done it because you heard me say the word pen?
Yeah.
Because you don't like pens?
No, I think they're a feminist tool. As we know, the pen is a female swan, and they're used by feminists to promote the idea that women can be as graceful and sexy as men.
Right.
It's insidious. If it wasn't for pens, we wouldn't have had Thatcher. And they use ink-based pens because they're quite phallic to undermine masculinity by showing that the ink will always run dry. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting point that you make.
Fact.
And on the other line, listening to whatever it was, is Parker. Good afternoon, Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you heard what... Good afternoon, Parker.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale. Oh, no. Good afternoon, Parker.
John. Hi, John.
Hi. You heard what Dale had to say.
John.
No.
You good heard... afternoon from me as well.
He's not saying good afternoon to you. He said it to me, so... butt out.
Okay.
Now...
I'll call you John.
Yes, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
You heard what Dale had to say... So, what do you say to him?
Well, you know, I thought we were going to have a sensible discussion, but then I didn't realise you were going to be talking to Dale. Now, Dale is a career miserabilist.
Yes.
Every day, but especially Fridays, he calls minor radio stations with negligible listeners and complains about something.
Yes.
Spoons or frogs or biscuits, anything. I don't give him any credence whatsoever.
He doesn't give you any...
Minor? I wouldn't put Talk Radio up that high.
You're reaching high, Dale, I can see that. You're trying, but you're a sick man, you're ill. An illness.
Well,
this is nothing.
Okay.
Well, let's stay on the subject of pens, because that's why you found it. You don't like them, you want a world without pens. Parker has called in with the opposing point of view, and, and now you have to have an argument.
Yeah, well, they're obsolete now anyway, we don't need pens.
Why?
Well, nowadays you can write anything with your finger using any number of bodily fluids. I mean, when you wrote your book, John, did you use a pen?
No, I didn't.
No, you scrawled it in your own feces and let your assistant transcribe it.
That's right.
And it really lends an authenticity, which comes across on the page. I mean, it really is shocking. But it's still available now as a stocking filler, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, cleaner than a lump of coal, and burns just as well.
Thank you for that. Here's an interesting fact, and this is a statistic, and I want you to listen to it very carefully, both of you. If you took all the pens from, say, Ryman's, right, the high street stationer there, statistically speaking, if you took all the pens from Ryman's and laid them end to end, you'd be A, arrested for shoplifting, and B, committed to a secure psychiatric institution. What do you make of that, Parker?
Oh, I've done that. I mean, I've done it in a few Ryman's. I've taken a few pens and laid them end to end outside on the pavement.
Yes, yeah,
so, and been committed to a psychiatric institute, which is obviously why he's talking such nonsense.
All about you, Dale. They were talking about you a lot. They're fascinated by your particular
brilliance.
Yeah, let's keep it civil because, you know, it's a difficult...
No.
Okay, let's not keep it civil. Let's carry on. Go on.
Right.
Okay. Well, this guy... You're an idiot. That's not... No, he said to be... No civility here. Yeah.
Well,
so you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You didn't even listen.
I'm an idiot. You know, the comedian, right, Noel Edmonds, he swears by an ancient Samoan
phrase. Sorry, comedian? Is there another Noel Edmonds I haven't heard of?
He's a comedian. He's a comedian. Everyone knows it. He swears by the ancient Samoan phrase, which is literally unspeakable, but roughly translates as the kind of person who makes sushi for cats. And that indicates not only an idiot, but a disingenuous idiot with ideas about station. And that's you, Dale.
I think what's happened there...
Okay,
the point... Look, we've got to keep on to the debate subject.
Okay, well, let me make a... Just shut up for a second, John. Pens are also used to disseminate information.
Yes.
They're used to help the working class escape poverty, which is wrong. If we want to maintain the proper order of things, we need to eliminate pens. Pencils are okay because poor people just use the lead to make paint for their caravans. And we know they can't work a computer because once they find out there's chips inside, they just tend to eat them.
Yes. What do you make of that part?
Well, I want not fewer pens, John, or less fewer, right? And not even fewer, less fewer, but less fewer pens.
Yes.
The thing about pens is that they're more intimate and a more human way of expressing ourselves than typewriters or steam engines or abacuses or whatever. A pen is a good, long, hard thing that we place into our hand and move repeatedly until it expresses spurts of liquid inspiration onto sheets of paper.
Yep.
And I don't think you can get much more intimate or personal than that.
No, but the pen is mightier than the sword, isn't it?
No, not true.
No, I think the person who said that was talking about a very special kind of pen, like a huge one made of steel with very sharp edges and that was nuclear-powered and fired bullets.
They used to say that, but when they came for William Tyndale, it was a bloodbath, which is a bit of a shame as well, because he actually could have used that blood to write his translations.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Do you know their instructions? Yeah. This is, and Dale, I mean, a lot of people listening to this will be with you on this, because it is insidious. I think it's the word you did use. Parker, there are instructions, and I've seen this. These are easy to get. There are instructions on how to make a pen on the internet, right? And that's not right, is it? It means anyone can get hold of them, right? And I've looked it up, and it's not even on the dark net. It's easy to find. You Google how to make a pen, right? There are instructions there for everyone. You just need some household objects that everyone has, you know, and that's not right. It's not right that anyone can make a pen.
Most pens are made from razor clams anyway. They harvest them and then fill them with ink. It's sick.
There's pig pens. Pig pens are made from pigs.
Yeah.
And they're quite popular in the West Country, but not very practical due to problems with flies.
What do you make of the...
They did some trials in Sweden.
I've got that here,
Got rid of pens.
Swedish trials.
And everyone just kind of went, they are rubbish, you know.
Well, no, they did get rid of pens in Sweden. You're absolutely right. But let's dwell on the detail of that, because it is a good point. And in Sweden, they got rid of pens and any writing implement. And what they used to do, this doesn't go back a couple of years, and I know you'll remember it, they would write everything in the snow in Sweden with urine. Like, you know the whole thing of writing your name in the snow with it.
No, that sounds very odd. I've never done that in my life.
What?
Do you do that?
Yes.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're not living. You but sound like one of these people closed off to life.
But they did it in Sweden, and they wrote everything in snow. So not just their names, but I mean everything that needed writing, you know, shopping lists and memoirs, everything.
Yeah, the Constitution.
The Constitution was written in urine in the snow in Sweden. And the problem was, because everybody needed to be kept in a permanent state of needing to urinate, otherwise no one could communicate. So they had to be continuously, intravenously fed drinks and be constantly topped up. It wasn't practical, Dale, that's my point.
Well, it might not have been practical, but it was jolly good fun.
Yeah.
You know, they were always hammered.
I want to just run down a list of pens here. Just give me a simple yes or no. Go Parker first, then Dale straight afterwards. Yes or no, ballpoint pen, Parker?
Yes.
Dale?
No.
Fountain pen?
Oh, yes.
No.
Gel pen?
Yes.
No.
Calligraphy pen?
Yes. No, the only pen I have is
Don't interrupt the list. Marker pen.
Don't tell me what to do.
Just did. Marker pen.
Oh, yes, I love whiling away an afternoon.
Don't extrapolate it. Just yes or no.
Yes. No.
Permanent pen.
Yes.
No,
yes,
that's a marker, not a pen.
It's a marker pen.
Okay, well, no then.
Yes.
Highlighter.
Oh. Yes.
No.
Felt tip.
Oh, yes.
No. The only thing I'll accept is pen fold. That weird little ratty thing.
From Danger Mouse.
He looked a lot like you, John.
But you're not allowed, not since there's a training order, they don't let you anywhere near Penfold.
And there we must leave the debate. Could you sum it up for us in one word, please, Parker?
One word. Well, I can't decide between parasite or nibbles, so you choose.
Okay. Dale?
Penal.
Thank you. If you have an opinion on pens, whether or not we need them, do we still need pens? I mean, it's a good question, isn't it? It's what a lot of people are asking. Do we? Is there a place for pens in the world in post-Brexit Britain when we've got scarves and rabbit food? Do we still need pens? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah. Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £42 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 northbound in Nottinghamshire has now reopened between junction 26 for Nottingham and 25 for the A52. Although southbound remains closed due to a police incident, and traffic is very heavy in the area with a diversion in place. In Staffordshire, the M6 southbound, two lanes closed, very slow traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident and fuel spillage between 13 for Stafford South and junction 12 for Gailey. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's flannelette bedding week at Lidl, just in time for winter. We've got flannelette bed linen sets from £7.99 and flannelette sheets from £5.99 each. Right, I'm off to hibernate for the winter. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You listen to Talk Radio. Yes, it's 21 minutes past a time. And, well, just ahead of whatever the hell it is we're doing next, let's go to some of your reactions that have been coming in for today's big debate, of course. Do we need pens? That was the question. Dale called because he heard me say the word pen. Very anti them. Just didn't want them. Didn't think we need them. Parker, pen. Very much for pens. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, I am from the Quill Liam Foundation, yep. And we firmly support the use of feathers as writing implements.
Feathers?
Yeah, and this one's come from Mark, Penn. He said, John, if we got rid of pens, yep. I would just have to brag about having a massive iss.
Yes. Thank you for that. I've got some that have been coming in as well here. John, I think of it's all very well. We've got enough pens in this country. We don't need any more. We don't need to. Pen immigration is too much. Just leave them all over where they are now in those pots in Calais. Theresa May's trousers are made of pens, John, and look at the row that happened there. And John, pens are evil. What did the likes of Jimmy Savile use to sign autographs? A pen. Exactly. Is that a coincidence? Keep your reactions coming in to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, it's some request Friday. Works like this. Over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo has some request, all Request Friday. We're not allowed to use that because he owns the copyright. So, and we're also not allowed to play music like he does for requests and dedications because, you know, it's a talk radio station. So instead, we play your requests that are speeches and, speeches and talks for you. We will play them. Now, here's one that's coming in, here. This is nice. Hi, John. Hope you are well within yourself. Today, me and the family are driving down to Devon to pick at the funeral of my school bully. He was a really nasty piece of work, so we've packed up the car with several placards and a loudhailer, and we're really looking forward to ruining the event for his grieving relatives. We'd love it if you could make our journey go by faster by playing Eminem's Shady Party nomination speech, and we will listen to it as we dance on his grave. That's from Martin in Daubney. Now, Martin, yes, we can, for you, of course, play that. And indeed, if you're listening, we can play any speech or request that you want. This is a popular one, actually. Everyone likes to talk along with it. So whatever you're doing this afternoon, you know, get yourself in the Christmas mood. This is from Martin in Daubney. Here it is.
Why me, you ask? Why Eminem? Well, let me tell you why. If you would shut up for 1 second. Democrats and Republicans alike, and that other guy, they had conventions, and they look cooler than this one. But so what? So what? I say to them, excuse me, and what am I running for, you ask? I don't run from anything. That's the thing. I tackle the issues head on. And on this very night, in front of all of you, my supporters, I have a chance to compete. I am honored by your support and hereby accept your nomination for the candidate for the shady party and stuff.
And there it was. That's Eminem's shady party nomination speech. Then we play that for Martin, who's in Daubeny this afternoon, off down to Devon to picket the funeral of his guy who bullied him at school. I've got placards in the car. They've packed them up and had a loud hailer. And they're going to ruin the event for his grieving relatives. And that's getting them right in the mood for it. So if you've got a speech request or dedication, then let us know. Of course, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hair of the dog, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, such a hangover. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Why are you here?
I've been asking myself that all day.
Yeah. So, it's very much time for this week's edition of Condescending. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know about Condescending, and it's where Cornelius, Con here, goes in the lift here in the building, as it travels downwards through the building and reads out the texts we get from the haters and the trolls. But the problem is that today the lift is out of order and no one's fixed it because there's no one here, because everyone's gone home because they're all hungover to hell. So instead, you can't use the lift.
Yeah, I know.
So you've got to go out. What you've got to do is go up and down the stairs.
Okay.
For this week's edition of Condescending, yeah! Are you going
to...
What?
Well, I wanted to make it seem like genuine condescending, so yeah. I've bought a mini radio with us.
Oh, because there's a radio in the lift. Ordinary.
Yeah. So, but as ever, we have to choose the station.
Oh.
So at the moment, I've got it...
Of condescending, yeah!
To,
it's me!
To talk radio.
It's got a delay,
obviously,
hasn't it?
It's a 14-second delay, so...
Yeah, I've bought a mini radio with us.
Yeah, see? Oh, that's good. Fun, isn't it?
What happened if I press the dump button now?
We have to choose the station...
I don't know, probably, I mean, it would just affect, you know, what will normally happen. The last 7 seconds of broadcast won't go out.
We've got a dump button here in case anyone swears by accident, like, I don't know, Sex Luke or Cass, on air. And then I have to press the dump button, which drops to the last 7 seconds of the program.
I don't know, probably, I mean, it would just affect, you know, what will normally happen. Yeah, but what station do we want?
I don't know.
Yeah, we know. Spectrum, Soul, Al Khalid, Smooth London, Smooth Extra.
Smooth London.
Share Radio. Smooth London.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
All right.
smoothsingles.co.uk. Oh, it's an advert break, so we won't choose that.
We can't rebroadcast someone else's adverts. That'd just be really weird.
I quite like this one.
What's that?
Radio X.
I don't like that.
We'll leave it with this.
Oh, was that playing Placebo?
Yeah.
They only played that 10 minutes ago. I know what they'll be.
What? This is Premier Christian Radio.
There'll be a Christmas station, like Smooth Christmas or something.
You
like.
Know what, there will, but we haven't retuned this DAB digital radio, so...
Fine.
So we'll leave it... I mean, Christians do Christmas, so we'll leave it on this.
All right, fine. So you've got to take your phone...
Yeah.
Dial his phone... Get out of the...
Yeah.
Get to the
right,
stairs.
I've got to go, yeah.
Get to the... A man reading out the texts and tweets that we get from the haters live as he runs up and down the stairs here in the building. Yeah, the haters gonna hate. So that's how it works. If you hate this programme, then by all means do send us a text or a tweet to tell us so, and you yourself could make it into Condescending. Ordinarily, as we say, live from the lift. Not today, it's broken. And Cornelius should be on the phone now. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
There he is, with his Christian radio. Right, so where are you now?
I'm just climbing up the stairs, so right, I'm now at the top. By the vending machine.
Okay. And what's in the vending machine today?
You know what? I've bought the wrong piece of paper. It's been one of those days, John.
Yeah. Well, I'll teach you to drink heavily the night before. He's got them all printed out and he reads them out, you see, and he's taken up just the wrong bit of paper with
it. I've got it. Right.
Cass just ran it up to him. Bloody idiot.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Run down the stairs.
Okay, here we go. The John Holmes Show is full of ups and downs. I was happy to hear that Astrid Cass was really ill, and then sad to hear that she started to recover. came in by text.
Yeah.
I'm already out of breath.
You're quite unfit.
I have heard that John Holmes won't be on over Christmas. Finally, some good news for 2016 was on a website forum. I realised recently I didn't want to be with my girlfriend anymore, but she was too cowardly, but I was too cowardly to break up with her. This is the last month I insisted we listen to John Holmes in the car, and the 4 days she broke up with me. And 4 days later, she broke up with me.
Yeah, we got the gist. Where are you now?
I'm just by the reception.
Okay. Oh, that means you're down to the bottom. You have to run back up again.
Yeah, okay.
Off you go.
Scott McGuinness tweeted, Cornelius on the John Holmes show sounds like Noel Fielding, only funnier.
Hang on, that's not a condescending.
Oh, yeah, that just made its way in. Sorry. It's embarrassing. letting John Holmes on any form of entertainment, in quotation marks, shows that even people with less to give than the Kardashians can forge a poor career.
Fewer.
I'm too hungover for this. Given the choice of having to listen to the John Holmes show or having a flesh-eating bug slowly kill me over several months, I would absolutely take the bug. Someone's talking on the Christian radio.
Not good.
And finally,
This
came in on a text. John, Could you just shut up and F off? You're not funny.
Right, thanks very much indeed. Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Could you run back into the studio then?
Am I on the right floor?
Don't know.
Yeah, I am.
Come on then. Cornelius there. If you've got a text or a tweet that you want to send to us expressing hatred for me or this programme, then please, you know, the... Oh, you're back. Can you switch it off? Oh, you don't look well now.
Honestly, that was the worst thing I've had to do. Since.
Do you want to eat a bit more reindeer salami?
No.
Okay. All right, that was Cornelius, and the other haters going to hate. So, yes, 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or some hate. And you can feature next week's Condescending. Now, after the news with Alex Dibble. There will be live music. We have dragged performers, buskers, into the studio from the streets where they ordinarily perform to do a live music session for us. It's happening next on Talk Radio. But Alex is here with the news next.
Talk Radio.
The chair of the National Child Sex Abuse Inquiry in England and Wales says it could be delayed by recent allegations of assaults within football. Professor Alexis Jay has challenged the FA to look into the claims with rigour and integrity and says she'll step in if their investigation is lacking. But that means the National Inquiry, which is already looking into 13 areas, could take longer.
We're committed to substantial progress by the end of 2020. But it will depend on whether other pressing areas for investigation arise. And I don't think anyone could say that abuse in sports, for example, might not be one of those.
A riot at HMP Birmingham's forced prison staff to retreat to a place of safety. We understand inmates have been burning files relating to their offences and throwing computers out of windows. The operation to take control of rebel-held eastern Aleppo is understood to have been completed. Russia's defence ministry says regime troops are now eliminating what's being described as the last pockets of resistance. A teenage girl who stabbed her best friend in the grounds of their school in Hampshire has been sentenced to 10 years detention. The 15-year-old told her friend to close her eyes because she had a present for her before pulling out a kitchen knife. Two former soldiers are to face charges over the death of an IRA commander more than 40 years ago. 24-year-old Joe McCann was shot by an army patrol in Belfast in 1972. The soldiers are likely to appear in court next year. Banks have been told they don't legally have to reimburse customers who are tricked into transferring money to fraudsters. But financial regulators have ordered them to do more to combat the scams after consumer group Which filed a super complaint. And Southern Rail's insisting it made a practical offer to end its dispute with a trade union, which has led to thousands of services being suspended, but Aslef claims no formal offer was made. The weather mild and cloudy on the whole, with a couple of showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 11. More news in half an hour.
Mild and cloudy where?
Mild and cloudy on the whole.
Ooh. Right, thank you very much, Alex Dibble. A bit too much personal information Dibble. About you there. But, you know, that's fine.
That's gone way over my head, that one. Usually...
Where was it mild and cloudy?
On the whole. I know, but still. I don't... Yeah, I'm not feeling that one.
All right. I suggest you don't, either. But Alex.
Yes.
Bonus news.
Yes, it's of course.
Bonus news. Today, Victoria normally does the news. She does the news. It's the news is shorter than it used to be. She has to make the time up by doing bonus news, and Alex has got to do the same. But today it's Christmas news. It's Christmas. It was the Christmas party last night, and it's fair to say that some people aren't doing very well out of it. And I'm talking about Cornelius, who isn't well at all, and Chloe, who is through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Who had to leave when the travel was on, leave her station, and go outside to be sick. So
she decorated the toilet, I hear.
Yes. Some people aren't doing so well. How are you doing, Alex? Because you were there.
I was there. I'm doing okay. I wasn't all the way through to the early hours.
To the bitter end.
Yeah.
But as it's Christmas party season, we thought we would bring you Christmas party news.
Talk Radio newsreader Victoria Bourne is missing, presumed embarrassed, following the Christmas party last night. She was seen telling a fake palm tree that she loved him shortly after 3 a.m. A bar's been forced to defend itself after accusations its pint glasses are all too small. Staff members at a series of radio stations complained they missed out on at least 20 millilitres of beverage every time they ordered a drink. Cornelius Mendes is facing disciplinary action after threatening a TalkSport producer. Mendes insists the incident was in jest, but John Cadogan believes that he was in serious physical danger. And there have been complaints from Talk Radio and Virgin Radio staff about the music playlist, which consisted entirely of sport-related songs. Tracks like I Don't Like Cricket, World in Motion and Snooker Loopy were repeated up to 10 times each. Reports TalkSport bosses were seen handing a stuffed envelope to the DJ have fueled accusations of corruption at the event.
Very good. Very good. Superb there. Superb Christmas news. And you're absolutely right about Cornelius, who did threaten a producer.
It was disgusting.
Apparently, I can't remember it at all. I wouldn't have done it seriously.
Yeah. What happened to you after the party?
So I left about 11 o'clock, John.
Yeah.
And as we said earlier, you know, last week we did a taste test on air. Yeah. There were three Christmas hams in front of me.
You ate all the
ham. I ate far too much. Last night someone put a free bar in front of me. I managed to get myself on a train home, though.
Not. I don't know
fine.
How.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. But
not to your home, though.
No, it was. I fell asleep on the train.
Yes.
Woke up one stop before my stop.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, well, you'd think, but the feeling on waking up is you need to get off this train immediately, as we're pulling into the station. Now, John, a train has never pulled into a station slower. Okay. And then are standing by the door, ready, because I needed to be sick.
Yeah.
The colour must have gone in my face, because the people who were standing around me ran. They literally ran to the other end of the carriage, and then it came. I'm hand over mouth.
Oh, God.
Holding it in.
No.
But anyone who's ever done this knows that there's a second wave, at which point it starts sort of spilling through my fingers like a sprinkler. Yeah. And I got off the train eventually. The doors eventually opened. I was like, right, I have to wash myself up. I went to the Tesco. There's a Tesco right next to that station. Went into the toilets. I sort of looked up, look in the mirror. I just had a beard of vomit. Sort of chunks stuck
right
to
now?
My face.
I think that's you know. You could have washed it off before you came in this morning.
So, yeah, an unsuccessful night.
Classic Talk Radio. Yeah. Good. That could be our motto. Alex Dibble, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Fine. All right, then. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday. We bring you Live Music Nest.
What?
We're going to build a live music nest. And we're going to get in it and we're going to incubate some musicians. I got out of that one. It's coming next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Friday, I'm John Holmes.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
I don't know, it's kind of lacking in a Christmas theme.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ho, ho, ho!
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Surrey on the M3 southbound, the slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between Junction 3 for Lightwater and Junction 4 for the A331. All lanes have now been reopened. In the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, one lane blocked and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 5 for Castle Bromwich and 6 for the Aston Expressway. It's very slow in Somerset on the M5 in both directions between Junction 23 for Bridgewater North and 22 for Burnham in the roadworks. I'm Paul Jenkins.
It's flannelette bedding week at Lidl, just in time for winter. We've got flannelette bed linen sets from £7.99 and flannelette sheets from £5.99 each. Right, I'm off to hibernate for the winter. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just coming up to a time. And the time it's coming up to is the time of the music. Because on a Friday what we do is we drag musicians in from their happy place. And we bring them in here and force them at microphone point to perform live to us. Emily Lee.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I wish I was as smashed as everyone else.
Cornelius is still drunk from the night before. It's true. And he hasn't washed the vomit off. All right, look, well, first question is this, right? Emily Lee.
Hello.
There's four of you, Emily.
Yeah, I've got my backing singers with me. I've got Wendy.
Hello.
Got Vanessa. Hello. And I've got Lara. Hello. And they've been helping me do gigs, because I do a full band gig as well, and they come along and they sing with me, so that's why.
But they're happy for you to take all of the glory.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I was asked to come on, and I said, can I just bring my backing singers? And they were like, yeah, more than merry. And I was like, can I bring the band? A bit too much. So, just backing singers.
Well, it depends how many are in your band. I mean, what is it, like the Polyphonic Spree
another
or something?
Another three. So, yeah.
Yeah, would have been a bit of a tight squeeze, wouldn't it? But anyway. Yeah. So where, how long have you been doing it? Where do you do it?
I started doing it in 2013. Okay. I auditioned for a licence on the South Bank and managed to get one. Although the guy who allegedly gave me the licence, I was so shy when I first started that he came up to me and he went, are you sure you're a singer? Because, you're not looking at anyone. I was like, no, I know, I can't. It's really hard work. So I've been doing it 3 years, and I do it, I run South Bank, I do it in my hometown in Cheltenham, I've done it in Scotland, I've done it Trafalgar Square, which I really like.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, which is that, because I was asked that question, because it's interesting, because different people have different answers, and I guess it depends what material you're doing as to what crowd it appeals to and stuff. So
I try to do as much as mine as I can, because obviously I write music and that's what I want to do. I want to be a singer-songwriter.
So you lure them in with a cover version?
Actually, no. Sometimes I lure them in with one of I do. I don't say anything. I just go, this is a song called Eight Man Enough, or this is a song called Special. And they go, oh, and then I sing it and they go, oh, who sang that? And I go, I did. So, so it's kind of, I always try to assume that the songs that I've written are already kind of like out there and people know about it. And then they go, oh, what was that? Oh, it's one of mine. Although I do obviously do some covers. I love doing Jolene.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we learnt a Christmas one specifically for today.
Well, are we going to do that first?
We are going to do that one first, because I'm not a massive fan of Christmas songs per se. I approached Wendy can do arrangements very well for harmonies, and I can just hum them, but she can actually write the music. And I said, do you reckon we could do this? And you were like,
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's Walking in the Air from The Snowman.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it. Emily Lee and Anonymous Others.
Yeah. I'm in the wrong key. One second. Sorry.
That's quite all right. You carry on. We're going to do Walking in the Air. So,
sure. I've got the words, because obviously I'm really professional and I learned it specifically for today.
Yeah, so. Of course, yes.
It's
cool.
Radio, you didn't have to say
no,
that.
No. But John's filming.
No, that's... I'm John, that's Sex Luke.
Oh, sorry. Sex Luke.
Sex Luke? Yeah.
Why are you Sex Luke?
Oh, well, the story is... So Luke there... back in June, he came into the office one Monday morning and sort of proudly announced that he'd had sex at the weekend, right?
Luke, it's all right.
Proudly in Luke's
you bought a loudhaler.
and he sort of then regretted it, and so from then on we called him Sex Luke.
I think the camera's pointing the wrong way, Luke. Yeah, look at you, isn't it? Really?
All right, here we go.
We're walking in the air. We're floating in the moonlit sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight blue. I'm finding I can fly so high above with you. Children gay. Open mouth, taken by surprise. Nobody down below believes their eyes. We're surfing in the air. We're swimming in the frozen sky. We're drifting over icy mountains floating by. Liked it.
We did like it.
Okay,
that was
you.
Fantastic.
Well, we'd never seen it get done with vocals, just vocals. We looked on the internet, didn't we? We're like, has anyone ever done this with like just vocals and a drum that we've kind of nicked from a music shop today.
Still has the label on the
drum. Yeah, I know, don't. Yeah, we're taking it back, promise. We are. We are. We're not just...
They are listening. Yeah. Yeah. They're still here. Awful.
Yeah, they are listening.
She's broken it. That was absolutely amazing, though. That's, you know, that's such a... You know, you say you're bringing some backing singers in, so... But the arrangement... You did the arrangement, right?
We did it together, yeah.
It's written on our little music form, actually. Yeah. Arranged by E. Lee and W. Paver. I was like, how vain are we?
It was like... too vain. It was like, you know, Ali Jones were here.
Oh,
but thank God
you.
He isn't. No, that was excellent stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for learning, especially for us.
That's
well.
All right.
So track two.
Track two. This is a song that I've written, and it was. I have an EP out already called "Don't Forget to Love," and I started doing a second one actually a bit by mistake. Really, I was in a studio, quite a big studio, and I was with some band that were recording, and then the producer was like, "Do you want to try one?" I was like, "Yeah, all right." And then we ended up making this song. And when I asked to do it live, I said to the girls, can we try this live? And so we arranged it all together, and they have instruments, as you can see.
Yeah, what have we got over here?
A lot.
There's clave, mm-hmm. There's shakers,
yep.
A kabasa, yep. And a Tibetan prayer bowl.
It's like you've opened the music cupboard at school.
Yeah, literally, it's what it's like in our house. We've got like a big box full of like...
Yeah.
Do you all live together?
I live with Wendy and Lara.
It's like the monkeys.
Yeah, that's right. I live with Wendy and Lara. Vanessa doesn't live with us, but she's practically always there in spirit.
Good.
So, but we do. And so we basically, this EP has been recorded now. And basically what I'm doing is just trying to save money to finish it.
Yeah.
And then when we finish it, we'll just release it into the world. I'm going to take my ring off because I think it's going to be quite loud on the microphone.
All right, fine.
So, yeah, let's just go into it. This is called How It Goes.
Here we go.
So this is how the story goes. Ended all as summer began. I've nothing to show. That's how it was planned. I played my part, how could you know? I'd be sitting with a broken heart. I'm losing control. Don't know where to start. Give you words that shake the ground. Smile and say yes, you'll stick around. I see the words, pray for the best. Heavy weight on my chest. That's how it goes. Tell myself it's just a game. You've one more bullet, come and take your aim. I see the words, pray for the best. Heavy weight on my chest. That's how it goes. I throw my cards on down. Barrel, let's play Russian roulette. What you want can't be found. I'm the thing you must forget. Give me words that shake the ground. Smile and say yes, you'll stick around. I see the words before the rest. Heavy weight on my chest. That's how it goes. If you can, hold your heart out for us.
was superb. Again.
I'm glad you liked it.
We did, very much so. I've got one of those ringing bowls. I can't get a sound out of it.
No.
Absolutely. How do you do that?
It's a technique. It's the same as when you put your hand around a, or your finger around a wine glass.
Yeah.
You've got to get the right friction. Yeah. So, yeah, and it's just about going at the right on the edge, a diagonal.
I bought one in Kathmandu thinking, I can do this. I can nail this. I haven't ever made it work.
I've got one. I just use it as a pestle and mortar.
Probably the best way. Yeah. So look, that was absolutely amazing.
So
you gig as well as doing outside,
gig,
of course.
Yeah,
so
we just spent it. Our last gig was one of our last big gigs was the Guildhall in Gloucester.
Oh yeah,
that was great, and that was a full band. And we did the Duke's Head in Putney. That was the last one of this year. And next year, I'd like to do a launch of some kind for the EP.
Do you have a date for the EP then?
No, God no.
No, of course not.
Well, I haven't done a fundraiser. I haven't done a fundraiser or a pledge or anything like that. I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted to do it by basically paying as you went along and stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get locked into a, you must do it by 3 months' time. I just wanted to do it when I, when I could. And because of budget, I'm just like sneaking to a studio. No, I'm joking. I'm just at night. When
basically,
no,
is this now on your EP? Is this what
you've
just recorded?
That's on my EP, so, it's obviously, it won't be with just vocals and tapping guitar. It's actually with a band, with like big drums and stuff. I'm working with a producer called Max Pryor, who I love, and it's really, really great. I've never worked with a producer before like that. And it's in a really great studio. It's called Toast in West London.
Oh, right.
And we get to go there like sporadically when we've got the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. And I can't wait to do live gigs. I can't wait to do it again. But at the moment, I just want to record it and then
get it out there.
Yeah, and I do busking because basically I'm self-employed and I've got to prove to my accountant I can make money somehow because, you know, she's an accountant for Placebo and I look very small fry in comparison.
They
played
Wembley Arena last night, didn't they?
They did, yeah. So you can see, like, you know, she's like, oh, Emily.
Next stop, you.
Yeah, she's like, so Emily, like, so do you make money? Yeah. So I do.
Because Brian here makes loads.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, Placebo are like O2 right now, and I'm like, yeah, I know, we're going to the O2, aren't we, on Sunday? We're going to see the darkness.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are.
She got free tickets, so I was like, yeah,
they are very good life. They are
can't wait.
But yeah, no, thanks for having us on.
Hey,
by the way,
very welcome. So website,
my website is it's www.emilyleemusic.co.uk, and I do say it's Emily Lee like Bruce Lee, but Emily instead of Bruce, because a lot of people think my name is Emily.
Yeah,
but they go Emma Lee Lee. I'm like, no. I said, but if you're finding it hard, here's a leaflet. There you go.
A leaflet.
Literally.
An Emma leaflet.
You'd be surprised. I get people messaging me like from around the world going, so is your name actually Bruce? I'm like, no. It's Emily, but close. I mean, I could be a man, so that's fine.
Well, I wasn't going to say.
Exactly.
Listen, thanks so much.
No, it's all right. Thanks for having us on. Thank you.
Emily Lee, there, on the radio. And Yasmin Khan is with us. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
I can't believe you just had Bruce Lee on your show.
I know, it's been amazing.
That's amazing. And who knew that Bruce could sing?
Who knew that?
That's amazing.
And was so good looking, you're right. I know. Oh.
I didn't want to say.
What's coming up, Yasmin?
Okay, well, I don't want to drop the joyful tone too much, but and I can't tell the whole story right now. But put it this way, I've had quite a peculiar week in many ways, and I'm going to be careful how I said this, but on Monday, I found myself in a bizarre situation. Where myself and a colleague were stood talking to a guy who was stood on the ledge of a car park. A rooftop car park,
yeah.
And we're sort of going to talk about what happened and did we do the right thing, and this guy was saying he was homeless, and there are a lot of stats out today about homelessness, and we're going to be talking about that anyway. I think a lot of the charities do their campaigns around this time of year, obviously, because
yes, absolutely,
yeah. I've also, just by coincidence, went to see an amazing play this week called Love at the National Theatre by a guy called Alexander Zeldin, and he's coming in to talk about it. And it's about people in temporary accommodation. And there are laughs in there, but it's such a powerful piece. And I want to talk to him about I know what we feel at the end of that piece, but what do you want us to go and do? And should a play be about should theatre be about moving you to go and do something afterwards?
Mm.
So we are talking a lot about homelessness, and it's a genuine question with this guy on Monday. I think I did the right thing. My friend I was with thinks we did the right thing, and yet still, we're not sure.
You're not sure. You know? Well, it's a very unusual situation to find yourself in, isn't it?
Is.
So you don't, you know.
Also, there is a woman who has started a campaign to get more, you know, I love diversity, you love diversity.
Oh, yeah.
She wants it to be not a white Christmas. Put it that way, because she says all the advertising images around us, you never see a black or minority ethnic family in the, you know, the nice pictures of the families having turkey and tinsel and all of that.
Yeah.
And she's out to change that. So she's coming on the show to talk about why that is. And also we're talking Moomins. So there
For me, there aren't enough depictions of Moomin's Christmas.
Having Christmas.
I think that is a racist problem.
Have yourself a Moomin little Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks very much. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, with you next on Drive here on Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, and if you can be asked, I'll also be doing Virgin Radio Breakfast all next week as well. So, you know, extra me. From 6 a.m. on Monday morning. So, see you then. Have a good weekend.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.